on MILB TV and MILB.com. This is Salem Red Sox Baseball.
Here's the 2-2. Swing and a sky-high drive out towards right. This ball's going. It is gone! The first home run in 2023 for the Red Sox at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Kicks and deals the 3-2. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 19 as a staff for the Red Sox, and they win it.
Minor League Baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion, Boston Red Sox. This is Boston Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
0-1 lifted in the air towards right field. This one's deep. This is out of here. We are tied in the Salem night. The 1-2 is hit in the air towards right field. It's deep. It's dropping. Salem walks it off and wins the series opener against Fredericksburg.
It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now let's go to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Tyler Katz.
Was the night before Christmas in July, and all through the ballpark, many creatures were stirring, even some hill cats. The bats were hung on the dugout with care in hopes that a win would soon be there. Happy Christmas Eve in July. Tyler Katz joined alongside Giovanni Heater as the Hillcats and the Red Sox play each other for the fifth time this series. Gio, great day to have a little Christmas Eve in July fun.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Now, that was beautiful, first and foremost, I'd like to say. I don't know if you're quite Robert Frost, but
okay.
That was fantastic. Great vibe here at the ballpark. You know, I got to applaud the people that have stuck around because we have had an extensive rain delay here. It is seeming to clear up. We're ready for baseball. Everybody stuck around. They ate. They hung out at the concession stands. We were vibing with Christmas music down on the concourse. And now here they are ready to roll for some Salem Red Sox baseball. So really, really glad everyone stuck around because this is one of the best promotional nights of the year.
Yeah, this is supposed to be one of the better promotions of the year. Was overhearing some conversations in the ballpark earlier today that the pre-sale was about 2,400 to 2,600, which means that
Sweet.
Was sold prior to this week. So a lot more fans can buy it. Will call. Christmas in July is tomorrow. If you're listening at home, you still have time to come out to the ballpark. Maybe the rain scared you off a bit earlier today. We're expecting, hopefully, to have some better weather tomorrow.
And fireworks tonight.
Fireworks tonight as well. So long as we get this game done before 11 p.m., which should be doable now with the pitch clock.
Yeah, so if you're sitting at home right now and you were thinking, hey, I'm not going to go out to the ballpark tonight, it's raining, I think we're going to stay dry. You see the clear skies coming, TK. We're going to have fireworks, so it's not too late. Come on out, grab a seat, and we're ready for some baseball.
Well, the Red Sox are in a pretty good spot right now after their 4-3 win over Lynchburg yesterday, sitting second place in the Carolina League North behind the Carolina Mudcats, 2.5 games back. Lynchburg right there in third, 3.5 games back. Delmarva and Down East, 4 and 4.5 back, respectively. And almost as if it's a parody of the last half of the season, the Fredericksburg Nationals rounding things out, granted with a much better record this time around at 10-16, 6 games back, rounds out the North. Over in the South, there is a dogfight between 5 teams and then one team who's been at the top. And it was the last place team from the first half. The Charleston River Dogs sit at 18-9, leading the South. Myrtle Beach, 3 games back. Columbia and Kannapolis, both 5 games back. Fayetteville, 5.5 back. And the Augusta Green Jackets round things out in the South, 6 games back. Well, let's talk about the pitching matchup, because today's pitching matchup includes two arms that weren't with their respective teams when this season started. And we talk about Yordany Monegro, who comes into this game as kind of the new guy. He's only had 4 starts, but he's the veteran in this pitching matchup. Abel Brito, the right-handed arm for the Lynchburg Hillcats, throwing today. just two appearances, has pitched 5 2/3 innings, and it's fair to say Brito has struggled just a tad. A 19.06 ERA for Brito, the native to San Francisco de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. So it's Brito versus Monegro today at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Gio, any thoughts on this pitching matchup?
Well, it's a Yordani Monegro day, and it doesn't get much better than that, right? If you're the Salem Sox, you have your ace on the hill. And it feels like throughout the year we've kind of thrown the word ace around a little bit too much maybe, right? We had a couple of different so-called aces that were pretty much self-proclaimed by us up here in the booth. Not anymore. Yordani Monegro is the best pitcher in that staff right now. He consistently is incredible. The disgusting 12-6 curveball that he has on a two-strike count is just literally unhittable. He makes some really, really talented batters look silly, for lack of a better term. Yordani Monegro, honestly, I would be surprised if he's here much longer. I think by the end of the year, he will be called up, and he'll be playing high A ball with the Greenville Drive. You just look at some of his numbers. In his debut, 11 strikeouts without giving up a single run. He's only given up one run the entire year. It was in his last outing at Down East, and it's, okay, you're going to give up a run. Well, how about 7 strikeouts? His outing before that, a 7-strikeout performance against the Delmarva Shorebirds here in Salem. I mean, the numbers are just eye-popping when you look at it, and he's got the tall stature. He really can throw heat on the fastball as well. So this is just a really, really impressive prospect that has gotten a lot of buzz on social media and Red Sox Twitter and everything else like that. So it's kind of like at the top of the organization when they say it's a Bayo day for Breon Bayo. He's emerged as the new ace and the shining star for the Boston Red Sox. We have that down here in Salem with Yordani.
Well, it should be an exciting start. Meanwhile, I want to talk a little bit more about Brito, the Lynchburg starter. Only 2 appearances so far for Brito with a 19.06 ERA. He is 0-1 on the year in just 5 2/3 innings pitched. Is not a big strikeout guy, collecting only 3 strikeouts in those 5 2/3 innings. Brito looking for a bit of a bounce-back day, and what a better day to do it when the Red Sox are throwing their ace.
Yeah, definitely, no doubt. And I'm also excited to see, you know, how some of these bats continue to stay hot. No Cutter Coffee in the order today, and I know we're going to get into the batting order in a little bit. But No Cutter Coffee today, he gets a rest. But Justin Garcia was unreal last night. He's been a hot wand after an incredible performance yesterday. We saw sparks from Gianfranc Salazar. Roberto Mexicano has had some nice work lately. Today he plays out in left, and I know we're going to get into the lineup a little bit later, so I want to save it, but excited to see some of these guys for the Red Sox starting to catch fire here this series.
We'll take a short break. We'll get you those starting lineups when we return here on the Red Sox pregame show. Happy Christmas Eve in July. We'll be back for starting lineups when we come back.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park night. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year, and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to find out who's in and who's out on Liam Carroll's starting nine. For today's injury report and starting lineups, here's Giovanni and Tyler.
We welcome you back here to Salem, Virginia. Just about ready to get our starters announced here. Without national anthem first pitch or the meeting between the managers, it looks like our first pitch may be a tad delayed. Let's get you to our injury report. First for the Lynchburg Hillcats, two players on the 7-day IL, Guy Lipscomb and Manuel Mejias. For Salem, a lot of players on the IL, Daniel McKelvany, Matt Litwicki, Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, Juan Chacon, and Miguel Blaise both out for the season, and Abram Liendo also on the 7-day IL. Of note, Brooks Brannon, who is day-to-day out of the lineup yet again tonight. Heading into starting lineups, first for the Lynchburg Hillcats, the single-A affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians. They lead things off with the left fielder, number 22, Angel Zarate. Batting second at third, number 12, Angel Hanau. Batting third, the center fielder, number 4, Wilfredo Antunez, returns after being ejected last night. In the cleanup, the catcher, number 48, Robert Lopez. Batting fifth, the shortstop, number 10, Jose Devers. Batting sixth, the second baseman, number 1, Juan Benjamin. Batting seventh, the right fielder, number 29, Prez Cavanaugh. Batting eighth, the first baseman, number 27, Mark Felia. And rounding out the batting order, the DH, number 13, Lexer Sadui. For Lynchburg, on the mound at number 16, Abel Brito. Lineup card written by manager Jordan Smith. For the home team and the Salem Red Sox, as written by manager Liam Carroll, leading off the center fielder, number 28, Justinson Garcia. Batting second at second, number 8, Mikey Romero. In the three hole, the third baseman, number 14, Lionel James. Batting cleanup, the shortstop, number 2, Luis Ravelo. In the five hole, the catcher, number 26, Anderso Lira. At the sixth spot, the right fielder, number 19, Albert Feliz. Batting seventh, the left fielder, number 13, in his outfield debut, Yorberto Mexicano. Batting eighth, the first baseman, number 37, Gianfranc Salazar. And batting ninth, the DH, number 22, Albertson Asi Hen. On the mound, number 17, Yardani Monegro. Again, Yorberto Mexicano making his first appearance this season in the outfield. He is the starting left fielder today on a Monegro day. Hillcats have the return of Wilfredo Antunez. We'll see how he fares with the umpires today after his ejection late last night. That'll take us to our final break when we come back. First pitch coming up on MILB TV. Hillcats and Red Sox up next.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Santa's coming to town!
Santa!
This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock it in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. With the call of today's game, here's Giovanni Heater and Tyler Katz.
National anthem from Alexis Orange. Final notes closing out here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. What a rendition of the Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah, another good one this week. We've seen some really nice singers out here this week. Just really good pipes, and man, doesn't that just give you almost goosebumps getting ready for a ball game when the anthem is sung like that? Really, really cool stuff.
So we'll take you one more time into the starting pitcher for Salem, Yordani Monegro, 3-0, the right-handed arm from the Dominican Republic with an 0.48 ERA, has only allowed one run in 18 2/3 innings pitched. striking out 30 batters in that time. Monegro has earned the reputation of the Red Sox ace, and there's no question why. A bit more about Monegro and his performance this season. His last appearance came on the road at Down East on the 21st, got a no decision, his first such decision of that caliber. 3 2/3, allowed 4 hits, 1 run, walking 3 while striking out 7. Best performance of the season came in his first outing on the 25th of June against Down East. Went 5 innings, allowing 2 hits, no walks, 11 strikeouts. We'll see what he can do against this Lynchburg batting order. This will be the first time in his career that Monegro has faced the Hillcats. Angel Zarate, Angel Hanau, and Wilfredo Antunez set to lead the inning off for the Hillcats here on Christmas Eve in July. The Red Sox wearing specialty jerseys that best can be described as an ugly sweater.
I love it.
Red on top and bottom with a green forest green stripe. Snowflakes, gingerbread men, and Christmas tree emblems all throughout the jersey. Candy cane numbers on the back and Red Sox written across the front. Traditional caps for the Red Sox and white pants.
Something.
Angel Zarate steps in. First pitch is a called strike on the high outside part of the zone at 8:03 this evening. A delay of nearly 1 hour from the scheduled start time.
Sky's clearing up, though. Beautiful night for ball.
84 degrees first pitch as the second pitch of the ball game goes a bit upstairs. 96 mile per hour fastball from Monegro.
I just cannot wait to see. You look forward to watching a guy like this pitch.
The 1-1 to Zarate is swung on and missed. Was a half-hearted swing on a pitch that was outside the zone. Left-handed hitting Zarate. Lefty-lefty, 5'11", 23 years old from Reidsville, North Carolina. The 1-2 delivery is a bit too far inside and low. We'll even the count at 2-2.
He went with that curveball, though.
That
dropped it down to about 78.
Has been disgusting for Monegro. 2-2 delivery will find its way into the zone. The breaking ball works yet again, and Zarate will go down looking.
Beautiful way to start. Excellent pitch. A lot of up and down movement, vertical movement, and a really sharp looking pitch that fell off a cliff into the zone for Monegro.
It'll bring up Angel Hanau, the 10th ranked prospect in the Cleveland Guardians organization. First pitch is high and tight for ball one. 78 mile per hour pitch from Monegro. He does seem to favor that breaking ball when he knows it's working for him, but that fastball zips in at 95. The 1-0, there's the fastball at 95, a called strike high and tight. Hanau will put up a little bit of a debate, but according to our automatic strike zone here at the ballpark, it was in there. So the correct call made by our home plate umpire, Brandon Schmidt. 1-1, swung on and missed, 86 mile per hour changeup. Lynchburg wearing gray pants, lime green jerseys with Hillcats written in teal across the front, white numbers on the back, gray caps with the L with the Hillcat paw, I guess you call it, on the front of the cap. The 1-2 will bounce into the dirt. Ball two, two balls, two strikes to Hanau. Defensively for Salem, Mexicano in left, making his first start in the outfield, first appearance in the outfield. Justin Garcia in center, Albert Feliz in right. The 2-2 delivery missing. I guess outside or high. It was in the strike zone according to TrackMan. And the count's full.
Yeah, that was in the zone. That's a miss by Brandon Schmidt behind home plate.
So it's a 3-2 count. Monegro's payoff pitch is too far upstairs and he loses him.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough because you walk him after really, I mean, you should have had back-to-back strikeouts. That's a pitch in the zone. Right, and you obviously don't want to get on these umpires at all. It's part of the ball game, but that's a miss right there. That was a miss.
Well, it brings up Wilfredo Antunez. He was the center of a bit of controversy. Last night, he was ejected in the seventh inning by our now field umpire, Corey Gerber. Runner at first base. The pitch from Monegro. Ground ball softly hit to Romero. He's going to flip to first for the sure out. And a big out call called by Corey Gerber. 4-3 on the ground out. Down goes Antunez. Hanau takes second base, so a runner in scoring position for the now catching Robert Lopez at bat.
I don't think Mikey realized that he didn't have as much time as he thought. I mean, hauling down the baseline right there was Antunez. He's quick as well. And Romero did get it to first in time, but he kind of half-heartedly tossed it there after surveying and thinking about going to second. And it was a closer play than it should have been.
Robert Lopez takes the first pitch of his at-bat outside for ball one. To I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas, the Hillcats walk-up songs today. All Christmas songs due to tonight being Christmas Eve in July, tomorrow Christmas in July.
I don't know about you, TK, but I absolutely love Christmas.
1-0 delivery outside, and how could you not love Christmas?
I mean, it is probably my favorite week of the year, Christmas.
I'd say I could agree, yeah.
I'd say Christmas, the first round of the NCAA tournament, like those are all weeks that are just perfect, that are up there.
The 2-0 count to Lopez. The delivery is hit in the air. Left field, Mexicano gets his first chance out in left. He tracks it and will make the catch for the third out of the inning. Yorberto Mexicano flashes the outfield leather for the first time this season. As we'll head to the bottom of the first, it's Lynchburg 0. Salem coming to bat for the first time when we come back on MILB TV.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark as Tyler's amazing balancing act is on the field. Balancing, get this, a ironing board on his face.
Tyler always does a great job. Have him here in Salem a couple times this year. He makes his rounds around all the minor leagues, really. Triple A, Double A, everywhere.
I do have a question.
Yeah, let's hear it.
How do you know you can do that? How do you find that out? That's what I'm confused about.
So what you do is you take an ironing board.
Right.
And then you apparently put your face somewhere underneath it and say, hey, let's get this.
Let's see if it will balance.
You know, we should have done our research on Tyler earlier today and asked him, you know, how did this whole thing start? I'm a little curious now myself.
I might give it a Google search.
Did it start with, like, balancing textbooks on his head in school or something?
Well, it's Justinson Garcia stepping into the batter's box. He was a triple shy of the cycle last night. Will foul the first pitch off.
Ooh.
Hitting off a window of a luxury suite trickling into the crowd.
That was funny. There was a little girl up there, and she's watching the game right out the window, and it startled her a little bit. Whole family over there in the luxury suite.
0-1 delivery to Garcia as a called strike on the outside part of the plate.
They're still talking about it over there. That just made their night.
Oh, how could it not? 0-2 to Garcia, leadoff batter. And he'll swing and miss. Three pitches, three strikes, and Abel Brito hasn't had the best start to his season, but that's a great start to this game. Only his fourth strikeout so far this season. Brito trying to work down a 19.06 ERA.
It's early. You know, that's incredibly inflated, obviously. And, yeah, that's a great way to get your confidence going. Three pitches, three strikes, got him to wave and miss on that last one high. Really nice pitch and trying to get into his groove.
First pitch to Mikey Romero is a ball outside. He's the second baseman today. I almost said shortstop is more traditional position. That's
usually
taken by Luis Ravello.
No cutter tonight.
1-0, ball will miss outside. So I went to Tyler's website.
Okay.
And there's a whole section that says, when did I start? And people always ask me, how did you discover this? Which is the same question that we had.
Right.
So I'll read that in a second. The 2-0 was a called strike to Romero. Two balls and one strike. No swing offered yet. He says, I discovered I could balance things on my face when I was 11 years old. So he's had this for a while. Here comes the 2-1 for Romero. Ball inside, 3-1 hitters count. I was bored one day at baseball practice, and I balanced a baseball bat on my nose. After that, I realized if I can lift it, I can balance it.
Interesting.
3-1 count. Called a strike inside. Romero was about to throw the bat to the side. It is the right call. It was in the strike zone. And the count will go full for Mikey Romero. Three balls and two strikes. Lionel James stands on deck. Luis Ravello in the hole.
Where is Tyler based out of? Do we know?
I can try to find it. 3-2. Payoff pitch to Romero. That one's too far inside, and Romero will draw the walk.
Great at-bat by Mikey. Really good take there on that 3-2 pitch. Was taking the whole way. It's a good eye. Good eye by a guy that has seen a lot of baseball, don't get me wrong, but hasn't yet seen a lot of baseball at that level. That's impressive there to have that self-control.
So it brings up James. He's batting .243 on the season. Three home runs, 38 RBIs. We'll watch the first pitch find the zone for strike one. So I don't see an address, but there is an area code.
Okay.
So let's try to find out. We're investigating.
Wow.
The 0-1 with a runner at first. The pitch to James. Bouncing ball up the middle. It's into the glove of Devers, who flips onto second for one. The throw onto first is not in time. Safe on a fielder's choice is Lionel James. It looks like the Philadelphia area.
Interesting. Okay, so that's kind of a haul.
A little bit.
Here.
He says he's performed in 45 states out of 50.
Oh, so they're flying. They're traveling.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. This is a... I knew it was a show on the road, but I didn't know if it was kind of like a Southeast Coast type thing. But it seems like it's everywhere.
I have some more information. There's some interesting stuff on this website. It's the first pitch to Ravello is in there for a strike. Only states he's missing are Hawaii and Alaska.
That adds up.
Maine, New Mexico, and Montana.
Yeah, not much to do there. You got to think, he needs a major sporting event.
Right. Hey, the Portland Sea Dogs.
I was just thinking that.
The 0-1 to Ravello, too far downstairs. A ball and a strike. Runner at first. Bottom one, we're scoreless.
You know what's really awesome up in Portland? They have a all-female broadcasting team, and they're really great. I enjoy listening to them. Looking forward to meeting them down the line someday in the organization, but they're fun to listen to. They do a great job. And it's pretty cool because you don't see a lot of that around the sport right now, so it's really growing the game.
1-1 to Ravello. Fly ball out to left field. It's deep. Zarate has a read, however, and it's into the glove for the third out of the inning. No runs, no hits. One left on for Salem. We're scoreless through an inning of play. Top two. Lynchburg coming back up to bat on MILB TV.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m., and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey, Red Sox fans, come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction, and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Scoreless through an inning of play here on Christmas Eve in July. Red Sox wearing specialty, quote-unquote, ugly sweater jerseys. Lynchburg wearing their lime greens. Jose Devers will step into the batter's box. The shortstop has had a pretty good series so far, including a grand slam in game one of the doubleheader a couple of nights ago. First pitch is high and tight. 4-1. Yordani Monegro back out onto the mound for his second inning of work. The 1-0 to Devers skips away too far low. Monegro has had a bit of trouble finding the zone so far today. Has walked a batter, has also struck out one. Count. Devers will watch the third pitch of the at-bat and foul it off. A 2-1 count. Well, last inning we were talking a bit about Tyler's amazing balancing act. He's at the ballpark today. And I thought one of the really funny things on his website, as the 2-1 will miss outside and low. 3-1 count now to Devers. One of the frequently asked questions he gets is, does it hurt his face to balance some heavy objects? 3-1, Devers lifts it towards right field. Feliz will range back at the warning track and can't get there. It drops on the track and Devers will take third base as the ball gets into the infield. It is a leadoff triple for Jose Devers, and you can tell Monegro is not happy about that.
Yeah. It's not Big Al's natural position, and it looked a little awkward out there in right field. I'm not saying it's an easy play. It's an incredibly difficult play to make, but I think you have a natural outfielder out there, and they're not going to have the same kind of trouble that Feliz did to track that ball down.
Well, it does go into the books as a triple and brings up Juan Benjamin, going to need to do a lot of work to avoid the run from scoring. Infield is in. Monegro's first pitch missing upstairs for ball one. But anyway, back to what I was mentioning is a question he gets asked frequently is, does it hurt his face to balance heavy objects on his face, such as a 10-foot ladder, which he's brought to the ballpark with him today? And he said, yes, it does. Swing and a miss for strike one. One ball, one strike.
Yeah, that was a beautiful-looking curveball. Way out in front of that was Benjamin.
Curveball has been working all season for Monegro. The 1-1 to Benjamin. Check swing, ball gets away. Lira chases it down, and it was a good enough chase that Devers retreated to third. So saves a run from scoring. Lira, a heads-up job to chase down the ball as it got away. Benjamin now ahead in the count, however, 2-1. Rainbow emerging from the mountains over the left center field wall. Interesting cloud formations at the 2-1, missing high, and again, Monegro's control has not been there today. It's early, but it's not what we're used to.
It's early. A rainbow on Christmas?
Rainbows on Christmas don't usually happen, I have to say.
Christmas usually isn't in July either, I guess.
Right. The 3-1 delivery is ball four. A tight strike zone tonight from Brandon Schmidt.
Yeah, that was in the zone, according to Trackman, right on the corner, but it was in the zone. That's another one that's tough.
I vibe with the Christmas music.
I am, yes. It's I don't know what the song is called, but it's from the stop motion.
Heat Miser.
Yeah, the Heat Miser. Snow Miser.
Yeah. It's the stop motion Rudolph.
Yeah. First pitch to Kavanaugh, missing upstairs for ball one. Runners at the corners with nobody out. 1-0 to the 248, hitting Kavanaugh as a called strike on the outside part of the plate. At the corners, Ben Hameen at first, Devers at third. No score, top two. Lynchburg threatening with nobody out. The 1-1 from Monegro, too far downstairs and inside. Gets slightly away. Lira able to contort his body around to get it in the glove. Two balls and a strike.
It was kind of like a fever dream earlier. We literally had a show of thunder and lightning. It's raining, yet a concourse full of people listening to Christmas music in July.
2-1, check swing. Peel down, no swing is the call, and it's 3-1 to Kavanaugh. In danger of walking the bases loaded to take on the Lynchburg leader in home runs this season, Mark Folia, who stands on deck.
All at a ballpark, too. Christmas music, thunderstorm, ballpark. It was bizarre. It was like a fever dream.
Hitters count to Prez Kavanaugh. The 3-1 delivery too far inside, and it's already the third walk issued tonight by Monegro. And here comes Jason Plant to try to calm him down.
Yeah, this isn't like him. The most walks he's given up in a game is three. He did it twice at Fredericksburg and at Down East, but we're in the second, and he is now given up three.
The infield will talk. Monegro doesn't even want to look at Jason Plant before finally coming in to talk to him. And just some words of encouragement. Bases loaded here. So you have to think a ground ball could turn two, potentially even turn three. Conditions would have to be right.
Hard hit ground ball to third. Right at the bag.
Now, Mark Folia is the batter. Again, we talked about this earlier when Lynchburg had the same situation. On average, at least one run will score 86% of the time when a team walks the bases loaded. Hey, take a look at this on our monitor. Santa Claus was in the building today. the white beard, the Santa hat.
Great job, our camera crew, if you're watching on MILB TV, to grab that shot.
First pitch to Mark Folia, too far downstairs. Mark Folia this season, with the bases loaded in four attempts, has gone hitless with three RBIs, so three sac flies. The 1-0. Called a strike upstairs. One ball, one strike. Now you have to think what you're looking for here is a hard hit ground ball in order to have enough time to get the out at home, a strikeout or a pop up in the infield. Those are the three things you're looking for if you're Salem. 1-1 to Folia, ground ball hit over to third. The play will be at home for the force out. Everybody else is safe. There's one out. A little bit of a sigh of relief, still work to do, still two outs to achieve.
Really good play, though. Really good play. Heads up. Great infield defense. And that was probably part of the conversation from Blanton, right? Okay, guys, let's diagnose. Where are the outs? What are the plays? And kind of going over scenario baseball as well.
Bases are still loaded now with one out for Lexer Sadui. It's Folia at first, Kavanaugh at second, Ben Hameen at third. First pitch called strike right down the heart of the plate.
Maybe that gives a little bit of momentum and confidence here for Monegro.
Sadui has had 19 at-bats this season with the bases loaded. He'll swing and miss for strike two. He's 2-for-19 in that situation. That's a 105 batting average. Great 221 batter on the season. Time called by Sadui as he steps out of the box. Sadui, a left-handed batter, 20 years old, a native to Caracas, Venezuela. O2 pitch, swung on and missed. And Yordani Monegro is an out away from getting out of a major, major second inning jam.
This is big. This is very, very big. Second strikeout of the night as well for Yordani.
Brings up Angel Zarate. He struck out looking his last at bat. Bases juiced for the Hillcats. First pitch, hit back up the middle. In comes Garcia, but it will fall. Benjamin scores. Kavanaugh play at the plate, not in time. And for the first time this season, two runs will score on Yordani Monegro. It's a two RBI Angel Zarate single. Up the second goes Mark Valia, and it's 2-0 Lynchburg here in the top of the second. Brings up Angel Hanal. Hanal walked, advanced to second base, and was stranded there. Last inning. First pitch, high fly ball, left field. Mexicano gives chase towards foul territory. Will jump and make the catch just on the left field line. Two runs will score off of two base hits. No errors and two left on for Lynchburg. An early lead. Salem tries to respond as we come back on MILB TV.
Santa's coming to town.
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park night. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year, and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here to Salem, and it's a 2-0 Lynchburg lead entering the bottom of the second on Christmas Eve in July. And Gio, it kind of feels like right now it's the morning of Christmas Eve, and you just asked your mom if you can open one present early, and she said no.
I've been there before.
So I think we all have.
Matter of fact, I've definitely been there before. Christmas Eve night, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, let's see if these bats can come around a little bit. I'm curious to see. Ender Solita in a little bit of a rut. Maybe he can swing out of it here.
First offering to Lira will miss low. He's the starting catcher in tonight's game. Lira in this series hasn't had as many starts as we've expected from him for his role this season, as the 1-0 is taken inside for ball two. Lira just 1-for-6 in this series with 3 strikeouts. That one base hit, however, was a double. 2-0 to Lira. Called strike high and tight.
Tyler, I'll tell you what. The Carolina Mudcats continue to win. They are pouring it on the Columbia Fireflies right now. 11-2, top of the fifth.
Oof. Mudcats just can't seem to lose. Here comes the 2-1 to Lira. He fouls it off down the right field line and into the Grand Slam bar.
They'll play here. Final series of the year.
And if the Red Sox can keep it within a six-game deficit, they can at least force a tie.
True.
With a sweep.
Yeah, very true.
Carolina is on a three-game winning streak, 8-2 in their last 10. 2-2 to Lira, ball will miss downstairs. Now compare that to Salem, has won just one game in a row last night, and 6-4 in its last 10. Two to Lira, payoff pitch downstairs, ball four, and it's a leadoff walk to end Derso Lira.
Now you're never going to win every game, TK, but boy, this is just a team that for whatever reason doubleheaders are not their thing, and that's fine, but you got to wonder what would have happened if you didn't have to play a doubleheader, or especially if the doubleheader didn't have to be delayed like that.
If it would have been a sweep, you're looking at Salem half a game back on Carolina right now.
Yeah.
Albert Feliz, big power in his bat, the right fielder. First pitch is popped up in foul territory. Felia, the first baseman, is underneath it and will make the catch in foul territory. Well, he got underneath it. The problem was it was just a bit too far underneath it.
Yeah.
Brings up a, I know we've talked about it a little bit, odd way to say this, the left fielder, Yorberto Mexicano.
First time we've seen that.
First time he's been in the outfield all year.
Yeah, a little bizarre to see that.
First pitch to Mexicano is a ball downstairs, and last season he didn't do it either.
Yeah, that's just true. Hey, I'm going to do anything, right? I'm going to do wherever they need me. I'm going to play, and I'm going to give it my all. We've been seeing Big Al in the outfield too recently, which is bizarre.
The 1-0 delivery too far outside. It's two balls and no strikes. As a matter of fact, in Mexicano's professional baseball career dating back to 2019 when he was with the Dominican Summer League Red Sox, he has never played a defensive position other than catcher or first base.
Until tonight.
2-0. Cracked over towards right field. Kavanaugh is underneath it and will make the catch. Retreating to first is Anderso Lira. Not only that, but you talked about Mexicano, a traditional catcher or first baseman. You're now putting him in left field, which is the furthest possible position for both catcher and first base.
He really didn't play a lot of catcher at all.
No.
You know, he mostly played first base. Did a lot of DHing, too, which is where he can be definite asset for the Sox.
This season, 20 games at first base, 12 at catcher.
Yeah.
First pitch to John Frank Salazar, popped up foul territory. And once again, it will be Mark Felia coming over to make the catch. Two catches by Felia in foul territory, end the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base through two innings. It's Lynchburg 2, Salem 0 on MILB TV.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark, the battle of 460, Lynchburg versus Salem. And Lynchburg holding a 2-0 lead as we enter the third inning of play. Yordani Monegro has not looked like the Monegro that we typically see on the hill, but looking for a bounce back inning here in the third.
Boy, he almost got out of that jam too, right? Gave up that one knock that allowed two runs to score. Other than that, it's been there for him for the most part. A couple of walks, three walks to be exact.
So Wilfredo Antunez will lead the inning off. First pitch is taken for a called strike. Red Sox and Hillcats both used to this umpiring crew as a ground ball back up to Monegro. He can't field it cleanly and saved. His Antunez have to figure that's going to be an error. Nope, they give it a base hit. So an infield single for Wilfredo Antunez, his first hit of the day. And a runner is aboard after Monegro failed to pick up the ball barehanded. Brings up Robert Lopez 0 for 1 today with a fly out to left. Now last inning, we were talking about Carolina, how they were up big on the Columbia Fireflies as the first pitch to Lopez is fouled off for strike one. Taking you through the Carolina League itself, top four down east leading Fayetteville 7-2 after 2-3 spots by down east. Still 11-2 Carolina over Columbia. Myrtle Beach destroying Fredericksburg right now, 6-5 top six. Pickoff back to first, safe as Antunez.
Our poor friend Eric Bach, the broadcaster of the Fred Nats. Great guy, but he was even saying the other day they're just not winning a lot of ball games right now.
The Charleston River Dogs currently leading the Augusta Green Jackets as there's a ground ball that gets through the glove of Salazar at first base. Taking third is Antunez. The throw from Feliz will be cut off and trickles away at the glove of Romero. And Gio, it's just fair to say, even though there's no errors on the scoreboard right now, there have been a lot of gaps in the field so far by Salem.
Yeah, they're a little caught, not, you don't want to say caught sleeping right now, but just a little bit out of their groove. But you got so many guys playing their abnormal positions. Romero's usually at short. Salazar, not usually over at first, typically at third. You got Feliz in right field. He's never played there. Mexicano in left. Nobody where they typically are besides, I guess, Lionel James is comfortable at third. Typically he'll play at first.
And Justinson Garcia in center field, his traditional position as well.
And Ravello has played a good amount of short.
Right. Jose Devers, the shortstop for Lynchburg, is the next batter. He grounds it over to Ravello, the shortstop. Throws on to second for one, on to first, not in time. Safe on a fielder's choice. Antunez comes in to score, and it's 3-0 Lynchburg. So Antunez scores. Lopez is out between the bases, and Devers will reach first safely. One away for Juan Benjamin. He walked, came around to score last inning. By the way, wrapping up our whip around to the Carolina League as the ball will miss outside. The Kannapolis Cannonballers lead the Delmarva Shorebirds 4-1, bottom of the sixth in Kannapolis. First pitch, or second pitch of the at-bat is a second ball to Juan Benjamin upstairs. Two balls and no strikes. On a 93-mile-per-hour fastball from Monegro. Pick off back to first yet again, and safely is Devers. Series is currently tied at 2 games apiece, game 5 of a 7-game series. Lynchburg trying to take a 3-2 series lead. 2-0 upstairs and slips away. Devers will take second base, thought about three, but will retreat back to two. And Gio, I think you almost got it right on the head of it looks like the Red Sox are kind of sleeping out there right now.
Yeah, it's bizarre. I think it's just as uncomfortable for them to play these positions that they don't typically play as it is for us to see them there. I mean, this is not your typical look defensively.
3-0 will be ball four. Well, you talk about non-traditional positions, but Monegro has now allowed three runs to score and has now walked his fourth batter of the night.
There's that, too. And obviously, Liam Carroll knows what he's doing, right? No doubt in my mind, he has a game plan, knows exactly what he's doing. But I am curious to ask, you know, when we chat with him, what was the thought process in kind of switching guys around and having guys play where they had?
A first offering to Kavanaugh is a swing and a miss for strike one. Benjamin walks for the second time tonight. Kavanaugh was also a benefit of the base on balls back in the second inning.
I'd like to say that some of it roots from the absence of Brooks Brannan, but I just don't think that's it, because he pretty much catches and DHs. That's it.
0-1 comes inside and drills him in the hip. And, yeah, something's off tonight with Monegro.
Yeah. With Brooks Brannan not in there, like, he's only a catcher and a DH. Lira only catches and DHs, so that shouldn't even really impact things. Obviously, Cutter Coffey not out there, and Alexis Hernandez not being in the lineup has something to do with it. That takes an infielder and an outfielder out of the picture, but they needed a rest night, I'm sure. I don't know, just a weird look tonight.
For the second time tonight, Mark Talia bats with the bases loaded. First pitch ball outside. Last time up, he grounded to third. James threw home for the force out at home. Talia reached on the fielder's choice with the bases juiced. He's now 0 for 5 this season with the bases loaded. The 1-0, and make that his first hit with the bases loaded on a fly ball to right field. Scoring is Devers and Benjamin. Stopping at third is Kavanaugh. It's now 5-0 Lynchburg. Kavanaugh again taking third. Benjamin and Devers into score. Still only one out in the inning, and batting with runners at the corners is the DH, Lexer Sadui. The SpongeBob Christmas music to welcome Lexer Sadui up. I believe it's the, don't know the exact song, but it feels like the very first Christmas to me from SpongeBob and the whole Bikini Bottom gang.
That sounds right.
Ball outside for a 1-0 count to Lexer Sadui.
Absolute childhood classic.
You don't see it. I wish they would air Christmas specials during the normal year more, but I guess it makes it more special if it's only at Christmas time.
Yeah, see, I'm gonna contest you on that.
Foul ball will make it 1-1.
It takes away the nostalgia and the once a year, you know, uniqueness of it.
So I have a question for you. What is a must-watch movie for Christmas time? What can you not get through Christmas season without watching?
There's more than one.
Okay.
I'm a big Christmas movie guy.
1-1 to Sadui is swung on and missed for strike two. Sadui struck out against Monegro his last time up.
Number one, first and foremost, can't do Christmas without it. Probably the first Christmas movie I watch, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Okay. I like the pick.
It's elite.
The 1-2 is lifted shallow right field, and it will be the second baseman, Mikey Romero, to make the play on a pop-out, or I should call it a fly-out more so, to second base.
Just kind of fisted was like the perfect verb.
Right.
Just kind of fought off, in on the hands.
So it's two outs. Runners at the corners, and it brings up the 1-for-2 Angel Zarate, who's getting his third at-bat of the night here in the third inning. On pace for 9 at-bats tonight. First pitch to Zarate is a called strike upstairs, 0-1. What about number 2, if you couldn't watch Christmas Vacation?
The others would be probably in order. First the 0-1.
0-1 delivery is inside, 1-1 count to Zarate.
In order, probably Christmas Vacation, Elf, Home Alone, Polar Express. And I mean, I would feel pretty content after that.
1-1 runner goes on a ground ball to Mikey Romero. He picks it up, flips on to first in time for the out. 8 batters come up this inning for Lynchburg as 3 runners cross the plate It's a 5-0 Hillcat lead. Salem still looking for its first base hit when we come back on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction, and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
Santa's coming to town!
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Well, we talked about the pitching matchup coming into this game as we welcome you back to Salem Memorial Ballpark. We talked about Abel Brito having a 19 ERA.
Bless you, Tyler.
Thank you. And Monegro having a sub-0.5 ERA, and it's kind of looking like the roles have been reversed. Monegro has allowed 5 earned runs in 3 innings of work. Abel Brito yet to allow a base hit.
Something about delays and doubleheaders. The team just doesn't quite come out with the same juice. Would you agree?
Yeah, Albert Zanasi-Hen leads the inning off. We'll take a first pitch ball downstairs. 9-hole batter is the final new batter we will see tonight.
And, you know, it's understandable. I mean, think about it. They were out here ready.
The 1-0 to Zanasi-Hen, too far outside. 2 balls, no strikes.
Because of how suddenly this hit, now we saw the cell coming in, but it did hit rather suddenly, and it was just before we were ready to pitch, essentially. You wonder how far into his warm-up progression Monegro was.
2-0 fouled off, 2-1 count.
You know, that could really, really mess with you to have to go back in there. I don't necessarily know. A lot of pitchers are, you know, don't want to be talked to, kind of superstitious. Others are talkative, free. They want to be loose. It depends on the guy.
I'll counter. It's a 2-1 to Zanasi-Hen is fouled off, 2-2. With Abel Brito had to deal with the same conditions.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm just saying, you know, this doesn't feel like we're watching a Yordani Monegro game, and that could be attributing to why. But it's something you got to be ready for no matter what level, right?
Yeah. 2-2 count. Inside nearly hits Zanasi-Hen. Brito has worked his ERA down from 19.06 to 14.09. Monegro's ERA has skyrocketed today from a 0.48 to a 2.49. Foul ball for Zanasi-Hen will keep the count full. Touches down in a row of empty seats. Well, speaking of the crowd, a pretty good crowd on hand despite the weather and delay.
3-2. Stuck around.
Payoff pitch to Zanasi-Hen. Ground ball back up the middle. Tough play for Ben Hameen. The throw to first. Can't field it cleanly. No, he called him out.
No, he just went like this safe after.
Okay.
I think he adjusted it.
But Corey Gerber originally called out and then immediately readjusted his call to be safe. If you're watching on MILB TV, here's a replay. First of all, great throw by Ben Hameen. Maybe a little too low.
So he goes out.
He goes safe, no, and then calls him safe. And now a conversation with Jordan Smith, the manager for the Hillcats, just trying to call out Gerber for his mistake. There's no need for that.
He dropped it, plain and simple. I mean, it did not stay in his mitt whatsoever.
It will be called an error, so the Red Sox still looking for their first hit of the night. I believe that will be an E4. Back to the top of the order for Justinson Garcia. First pitch swung on and missed for strike one. 91 mile per hour fastball from Brito.
5-0, it's a hole, but it is not insurmountable by any means if the Red Sox could get into an offensive groove at all here.
Red Sox have certainly come back or have scored more runs in an inning than five runs. The 0-1 delivery a bit too far outside for ball one.
When are we going to get just a home run derby kind of a day? Those are fun.
I don't know if it's going to happen.
In this ballpark? Yeah.
Garcia hit a home run yesterday, pickoff back to first, but barely taking a lead was Albert Zanasi-Hen. Maybe learning his lesson from getting picked off one too many times.
Yeah, he seems to have cleaned up that issue.
Yeah. And the air does go on Benjamin. It was a great attempt. The 1-1 will miss downstairs for ball two, but it was an error by the definition.
Boy, if you would have thrown that, you might have had him. Lopez kind of jolted up, and I don't think Asien was expecting it.
We'll see how Asien takes the lead off with a 2-1 count to Garcia, and nobody out here in the bottom of the third. Brito sets and fires, and yeah, Asien takes a big lead as that ball misses low for ball three. It's a hitter's count, 3-1.
One of these days, we got to do Red Sox mic'd up. Sunday night baseball.
Yeah.
That'd be really cool.
We need to figure out the logistics and how.
If it's even allowed, yeah.
2-1, runner goes, the hit and run. He'll have to turn around on a sky-high pop-up into center. It's caught by Antunez, and the throw will go into second base. Asien retreats.
Yeah, there was kind of a oohs and ahs off the bat, but you could tell that just kind of died up there in the air and really didn't go that far into center field either.
Hung in the air for about 5 whole seconds, reaching a height of about 88 feet before coming back down to earth.
Gotta love track.
Gotta love track, man. Mikey Romero steps in, one of the top prospects on this team. In fact, the top prospect on this Salem team. Time called before the pitch. And a pitch clock violation.
1-0.
1-0 count to Mikey Romero. Mikey Romero, the 6th-ranked prospect in the Red Sox organization, the top-ranked prospect on the Salem team, swing and a miss for strike one. He's followed by Cutter Coffey, who's number 17 in that ranking. He's out of the lineup tonight, and Brooks Brannon, injured day-to-day, is 20th in those rankings. Romero, a big bat waggle as a pickoff back to first. We'll see Asien slide in safely yet again. One on, one out, bottom three. Salem 0 with 0 hits. Lynchburg 5 with 5 hits.
Mikey, a big triple yesterday to get things going in the first.
1-1. Back up the middle to a shifted Devers, who steps on second. The throw into first is a double play. It's a 6-3 double play that Romero grounds into. Asien is out on the play. No runs, no hits, one error. Nobody left on base through a third of this ball game. Salem without a base hit. It's Lynchburg 5, Salem 0 on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards.
Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark, a 5-0 Hillcat lead as we enter the fourth and taking you the way through the middle innings on the play-by-play. Here's Mr. Giovanni Heater.
Appreciate it, Tyler. Thank you so much. 5-0, your score, Lynchburg on top of the Red Sox. And I got to say, up on the video board, that was an absolutely beautiful rendition of Jingle Bell Rock by Salem's own Caleb Bolden singing Jingle Bell Rock. He had the sheet music right in front of him, and the former Arkansas and TCU product. Set of pipes, really letting it rip. That was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Rivals our anthem singer from tonight, truly.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you can't tell, we're being completely sarcastic. If Caleb is listening like he typically does, we're going to have to get him some singing lessons. But for now, it's...
I don't know if that's in the budget.
True. First pitch to Angel Hanau is a fastball inside. It spins him off the plate, and the count is 1-0. For now, it's Yordani Monegro on the hill for the Red Sox, the ace for Salem. He kicks and deals the 1-0 pitch. Way high in it, and oh, he hit a batter again. Hanau goes down. That hit him right on the back of the neck, it looked like, and we have a scary scene here. Trainer's running out.
Yep.
And he's up, he's up. He seems to be okay as he is taking off his shin guard and his foot guard, his elbow pad, and having a conversation with the trainer. Appears to be okay and ready to stay in the game, but just kind of tagged him on the top of his back. Now he's smiling, so you know he is all good. But definitely a scary scene, and Monegro hits another batter. That is now the second time tonight. Just something off about him this evening.
I can't put my finger on it. I know I was asking you earlier, but
I mean,
it's weird.
We are used to him having no hit, serious, like, shutout pitching ability. I mean, I'm talking, he's never given up more than one run in a game. It's only happened once that he gave up a run. He's had an 11-strikeout game, multiple 7-strikeout games, a 5-strikeout game. He's never had less than 5 strikeouts in an outing. He's never walked more than 3 batters in an outing. That only happened twice. And yet here tonight, that's just not the case. He's hit 2. Here brings Wilfredo Antunez, the first pitch. Swing and a roper foul down the right field line. And it's 0-1. Just
now,
early on a breaking ball was Antunez pulling it foul.
There is no one throwing in the Salem bullpen. However, there is one player stretching out.
Yep. Righty on lefty matchup. The 0-1. Foul tip skips off the glove of Enderso Lira, and it's 0-2 for Antunez. Runner on first. He was hit by a pitch. Angel Hanau. Nobody out. 5-0. Your score, Lynchburg dominating here early in Salem. It's the top of the fourth. Wilfredo Antunez, a 256 hitter, 2 homers, 22 RBIs. Monegro nods his head. Lines and fires the 0-2. Breaking ball up high, and the count now 1-2. Antunez last night was ejected from the ball game after getting a little bit lippy with last night's home plate umpire Corey Gerber, who is now officiating in the field tonight, protesting a strike 3 call. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball is hit high into the air out into shallow center field. Giving chase is Garcia, and he calls off Ravello to make the catch for the first down. So a fly out to shallow center field right up the middle for Wilfredo Antunez will sit him down, setting the table for the catcher Robert Lopez. The cleanup spot for the Hillcats. Handful of guys have already batted 3 times. This is Lopez's 3rd time up to the dish. He has a hit already as well. He is 1-for-2. Singled back in the 3rd his last time up. First pitch, high and away on a fastball out of the zone, 1-0. Robert Lopez, the 245 hitter. He has three home runs, 24 runs batted in, looking for number 25 with Hanau on first. Pickoff over to first, and Hanau is in there safely. And now all of a sudden, Brandon Schmidt pointing to Yordani Monegro, and they just assessed a balk. So Hanau takes second on a balk from Yordani Monegro. And a runner is in scoring position. Here comes Liam Carroll to ask what gives.
Yeah, we haven't seen a balk called here in quite some time. And Corey Gerber is giving the explanation.
And Monegro was having a conversation with Gerber and just asking, okay, what did I do wrong? What can I do differently here? Liam Carroll's conversation ends with Brandon Schmidt behind home plate. Carroll retreats back to the Salem Red Sox dugout. On deck is Jose Devers, who is a man to be reckoned with in this series. Had a grand slam a couple of days ago, has tripled already tonight, and they're in the heart of the order, are the Hillcats, with one gone and a runner on second. 1-0 to Lopez. Skipped up in the dirt on a breaking ball, blocked by Lita. It trickles down the left field line, and he scoops it up before Angel Hanau can even think about taking off for third. So a good play by Lita to recover, but it's 2-0 to Robert Lopez. Movement in the Red Sox bullpen. Warming up is now taking place. Tyler, we'll see if you can get us a number. Tough with these candy cane, ugly sweater jerseys. The 2-0. Misses downstairs on a fastball at 93.
It's 3-0. It's looking like it's Michael Valera.
Okay. Michael Valera recently brought back up to Salem. We saw him pitch the other night for the Red Sox. 3-0 pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. 92, a fastball simmers in, and it's 3-1. Halfway to Christmas. Christmas Eve in July here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Join us again tomorrow for Christmas in July. The 3-1. Swing and a sky-high fly ball. This is tailing foul out into the seats down the left field line. And the count worked full for Robert Lopez. Monegro doing a nice job of coming back in the count. Was down 3-0 and now forcing a foul to make it 3-2. The righty kicks and deals 3-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with that low curve ball. Huge strikeout for Yordani Monegro to get the second out of the inning.
First strikeout since the second inning as well. Just as you said, Gio, a huge strikeout to try to get that confidence back up.
Only his third strikeout on the night, something we are not used to seeing out of Yordani Monegro. Nevertheless, better late than never. Here's Jose Devers. He has had the red-hot wand. Right-handed batter, one of the only righties in the lineup for Lynchburg, the first pitch. Swing and a dribbler foul back behind home plate. It's nothing and one. 1-for-2 today. Mentioned it a moment ago. He tripled in the second. Was thrown out at home on a really smart play by the Red Sox infield. Ended up being aboard with a fielder's choice in the third. He would score. Runner on second. Nothing and one the count with two gone. The pitch. High and in on a fastball that Jose Devers leans away from. 92 on the gun. And it's evened up at a ball and a strike. 5-0, Lynchburg leads here in the top of the fourth. 5 hits for the Hillcats, 0 for the Red Sox. A bizarre night for Salem. 1-1 to Devers. Pitch misses low and away on a breaking ball at 83. Slider just moves laterally out of the zone. 2-1 now for Devers. Jose's grand slam set the table early. It was a first-inning grand slam 2 nights ago. First game of the doubleheader. The 2-1. Wave and a miss. Got him with that curveball to even up the count at 2-2. And that right there just set the tempo of that entire doubleheader. The Red Sox ended up being swept. But when you start by giving up a first-inning grand slam, that is something that is hard to come back from. And it just changed the trajectory of the whole night. 2-2. Swing and a hard hit ground ball right to short. Ravello backhands, fires to first. It's scooped up off the dirt from Salazar for out number 3. 6-3, the defensive play sits down Jose Devers and ends the inning. We go to the bottom of the fourth. The Red Sox trail it 5-0. Back in 60 seconds. This is Red Sox Baseball on MILB.com and MILB TV.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Santa's coming to town.
Santa! This is Christmas.
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Beautiful night for baseball here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The rain has subsided, and yeah, we started an hour late, but we are rolling. 5-0 your score. The Lynchburg Hillcats lead it over the Salem Red Sox. It is Christmas Eve in July here at the ballpark. The vibes are good. We got Christmas music chiming on through the air all night long. Here's Lionel James ready to get us going here in the bottom of the fourth. Three-hole hitter for the Red Sox. First pitch is on the way. Swing and a dribbler right back up the middle. Grabbed by Brito, tossed to first in time for the out. 1-3 put out, sits down Lionel James on the first pitch that he sees, bringing up the shortstop Luis Ravello, the cleanup hitter tonight. Flew out to left field in his first at-bat. And I will say, Tyler, we mentioned at the beginning of the broadcast and all the way throughout how Abel Brito struggling so far at the single-A level, not tonight. Salem still without a hit, being out hit 5-0. The first pitch. Breaking ball snaps into the zone at 85 on the gun. Nothing and one for Luis Ravello. The 221 hitter with three homers, 36 ribbies. One of the only lefties for the Red Sox. The 0-1. Swing and a hard hit ground ball up the middle through for a base hit. Ravello going fast around first. Now he pumps the brakes and backpedals back to the first base bag. A one-out single for Luis Ravello and the Red Sox are in business.
First hit of the night for Salem as well. Took a while to get it, but finally breaking through against Brito.
Here's Ender Solita. He walked the first time around, catching behind home plate tonight for the Red Sox. One of the only guys for the Sox that pretty much just plays the one position. He's either going to catch or DH, nothing else. Righty on righty, the first pitch. Called strike on the lower half, and the count now nothing and one as Lita kind of looks at the home plate umpire Brandon Schmidt and says, I don't know about that one, but it was right. Trackman says it is in the zone on the outside corner. Nothing and one the pitch. Swing at a fly ball, tailing foul. Now into the seats down the right field line. Nothing and two quickly for Ender Solita. One homer on the year. It came on Father's Day. His dad was here. And I was driving around town earlier in Salem. I'm not sure who he was in the car with, but an older gentleman. But Lita was right behind me. We waved. 0-2 pitch. Check swing. He pulls back on a pitch missing high and in. And it is 1-2. 90 on a fastball out of the zone, and Lita has the plate discipline to not go around. Runner on first for the Sox, one gone. 1-2 the pitch. Misses way low and away on a breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Lopez. And the count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes for Lita. Kind of the baby of the team, right? Came up to Salem. He was the first elevation that we saw all year. when Ronald Rosario was pulled up to Greenville. He was the youngest one on the team, still is, but has acclimated quite nicely here. The 2-2. Swing and a foul tip that skips out of the glove of Lopez, so Lita stays alive. Just able to kind of poke his bat out in front of a breaking ball that he was early on. He sticks in it at 2-2. Really good crowd on hand tonight for Christmas Eve in July. Tomorrow, Christmas in July. Night number two of this promotion. The only one we do twice. 2-2 on the way. Swings and dribbles it right into his own leg. That one never feels good as he walks it off, steps out of the batter's box. Just kind of takes a couple of limps.
You think the potential downfall could be the specialty jerseys themselves, because the Red Sox have not had good fortunes wearing specialty jerseys this season.
I think it's the delay more than anything. 2-2 on the way. Swing and a roper that's foul down the left field line by about 5 feet. Boy, that was going to get into the corner in left field, no doubt about it. And that had a chance to score a runner from first as Ravello has to reluctantly go back to the first base bag. That definitely had a chance, and instead it's fouled by about 5 feet. And still alive at 2-2 as Anderson Lira continuing to elongate this at-bat. Yeah, it just seems like Salem's in a funk whenever they start late. Doubleheaders, just weird, not normal routine games. The 2-2. Breaking ball called strike three. Lita walks away from home plate shaking his head, and I think it's one of those that he knew it. It's the right call, and frustrated with himself more than anything. And there's two gone with a runner on first here in the bottom of the fourth for the Red Sox, who trail it 5-0. Has not been their night so far.
Only the second strike out of the night for Brito as well.
Brings up the big-barreled Albert Feliz, the first pitch. Swing and a miss, took a huge cut at a fastball that was right over the heart of the plate in the middle of the zone. If there's ever one to hit, it was that. And he couldn't quite find it, nothing in one. Boy, that was a kind of a pitch that you smash over the wall. 0-1 to Big Al. Swing and a hard-hit ground ball that gets through underneath the glove of Felia at first down the right field line. Rounding second and heading for third is Ravello. He is there. Runners on the corners for the Sox. There's two hits in the inning for Salem, and Albert Feliz singles.
Something cooking with two outs. I like Yorberto Mexicano coming to the plate. He did fly out to right, but it was a well-struck ball the opposite way. There's definitely some potential here for the Salem Sox to get back in this game.
Maybe, just maybe, a two-out rally on the horizon here for the Salem Sox. Brings up Yorberto Mexicano playing in left field tonight, the first time in his professional career he has ever played in the outfield. Runners on the corners, two gone the pitch. Misses way high and in, tips off the glove of Lopez. Coming in to score is Luis Ravello. Albert Feliz is at second, and the Red Sox are on the board. 5-1 your score. Salem finally puts a run up there.
Well, every journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, and there's the first step for the Red Sox.
5-1, the brand new score here at Salem Memorial Ballpark on a beautiful night for baseball. 1-0 the count for Yorberto Mexicano. 1-0 pitch. Tips off the glove of Lopez again on a fastball. So now Albert Feliz has third on back-to-back wild pitches. And Salem has another run just 90 feet away with two gone here. Miscommunication, I guess, between Brito and Lopez. That didn't even look like that wild of a pitch. Lopez just, I guess, wasn't ready for it.
Yeah.
Roberto Mexicano looking at a 2-0 count. He is 0-for-1 today. Flew out to right his first time up. The 275 hitter, three homers, looking for RBI number 16. Righty on righty. 2-0. He pulls away, and pointing on a pitch clock violation is Brandon Schmidt. So Yorberto Mexicano knew it immediately, and he pulled away and said, I'm not even going to touch this pitch. 3-0 the new count, and the That is pitch clock violation number two that we have seen on Brito tonight. The weird thing is both of them have come later on in the game.
Yeah, not starting off with the pitch clock violations, but you got to remember he's new to this level. They do have it over at the Arizona Complex League for the Guardians, but just, you know, something pitchers got to get used to if they want to play professional baseball.
Well, the righty takes his time getting back onto the bump, grabs a little bit of rosin, and now ready to get back to work. Roberto takes a couple of practice hacks, and now the umpires call time again, saying to reset the pitch clock here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The clock is set. Slight wind gusts out into left field. The American flag just blowing out into left. Runner on third, two gone, 5-1 the lead for Lynchburg. The 3-0. Called strike right over the heart of the plate, 90 miles an hour, as he takes a little bit off of his fastball to make sure that he can locate it, and it's 3-1. Typically tops out about 93. That was a fastball with little movement, just wanted to get it in there. Roberto is taking all day long on a 3-0 count. It's now 3-1. The pitch. Looks at a pitch low and away, and it's a five-pitch walk for Roberto Mexicano. Can the Sox rally? Runners on the corners once again for John Frank Salazar, the first baseman in the eighth hole. Salazar was solid yesterday in the 4-3 win for the Sox. In just three at-bats, he singled and walked. He also struck out once. But a single and a walk, a one-for-two day, in three at-bats, you're going to take that all day long as he continues to get acclimated to the single-A level. Was here last year, went down for a while, now he is back. Here's the first pitch. Called strike right over the heart of the plate. 92 on a fastball, nothing and one. First and third occupied for the Sox, 5-1. Lynchburg leads it. They out-hit the Red Sox, 5-2. One error for the Hillcats, zero for Salem. Pickoff over to first. In there safely, but not without a little bit of a scare is Roberto Mexicano. I think a better throw, he might have been gone, matter of fact, but instead the throw was a little bit too far to the left-hand side of Mark Felia, and he couldn't sweep across for a tag. Righty on righty matchup, nothing and one for Salazar. And I think we have another pitch clock violation. We do. Wow. Another one against Abel Brito. And the count now evens itself up at a ball and a strike. This is the second of the inning.
Have to start watching the clock just to see.
1-1. Misses downstairs in the dirt. 92 on a fastball, 2-1.
But just to see where he is in his motion when that clock hits zero.
Felia holding on Mexicano at first. Albert Feliz left alone on third. Two gone. 2-1. Swing and a chopper right back up the middle. Scooped up by Brito with two hands. Underhand toss to first is in time to end the inning. Now the Red Sox strand runners on the corners. They do put one on the board. It's 5-1. Lynchburg leads. We head to the top of the fifth. Back after this in Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park night. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year, and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Hey,
Top of the fifth on tap for you here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It is Christmas Eve in July. The amazing Tyler on the field balancing a wheelbarrow. I mean, have you ever seen anything like that? The amazing Tyler balancing act in Salem tonight for the second time this year. You're talking about a guy that travels the entire country at sporting events doing his act. Always fun to have him here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 5-1 your score. The Lynchburg Hillcats leading it over the Salem Red Sox, out hitting the Red Sox 5-2. Angel Hanau ready to lead us off for the Hillcats. He gets a hold of the first pitch. It's a bouncing ball to Romero at second. He tosses to first in time for out number one. Boy, real quick work. I didn't even get a chance to tell you that Michael Valera is the new arm on the hill for the Red Sox. A guy that was sent down in late May to the Florida Complex League in Fort Myers, Florida. Now back up with Salem. Here's Prez Kavanaugh stepping on in. First pitch, called strike on the outside corner, 94 on a fastball from the righty Valera, and it's nothing in one. Michael Valera was brought back up here to Salem recently. Here's the 0-1. Misses low and away on a breaking ball, 1-1. Just about a week ago, brought back up here to play back with the Salem Red Sox. 1-0 on the year with 11.48 ERA. He's pitched 13 and a third, the 1-1. This is downstairs, and the count now 2-1. Native of San Pedro de Macorís in the Dominican Republic. Kicks and deals the 2-1. Called strike right over the heart of the plate. 94 on a fastball, evens up the count at 2-2. Signed back in 2019, July, matter of fact, as an international free agent. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with a fastball downstairs. And he strikes him out for the second out of the inning. First strikeout of the night for Michael Valera, a strong start. He got a first pitch swinging for a 4-3 putout. And now he sits down Prez Kavanaugh on strikes. Here's the eight-hole hitter, Mark Filia, playing over at first base. Filia has been a hot one in this series and hasn't been all season long, but having strides this week in Salem. First pitch, misses low and away. A really nice play by Lita to range across his body and stop that from getting away, and it's 1-0. Filia 1-for-2 already tonight. He had a 2-RBI single back in the third that allowed two runs to come across. Here's the 1-0. Called strike on the outer half, 94 on a fastball. Sizzled in, and it's 1-1. Filia has also homered in this series. Has been in every game but one. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a sky-high drive out to center field. It's too high. It's staying in here and ranging to his left to make the play is Yorberto Mexicano. That ends the inning, and for the third time tonight, Yorberto playing left field, the outfield, matter of fact, for the first time in his career, looks as sharp as ever. The communication calls off Garcia and makes the play. 5-1, Lynchburg leads home half of the fifth after this in Salem. Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
I got it. Thanks.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Home half of the fifth on tap for you here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Tyler Katz with you. 5-1 your score through 4.5 innings of play. It is Lynchburg on top of the Red Sox. And
It's something about these nights where you either start late or play a doubleheader or whatever it may be that just kind of gets the Red Sox out of their groove. Now the offense last inning starting to find their way back into the literal swing of things. A single in the fourth by Luis Ravello. He would end up scoring. Albert Feliz was aboard. He was stranded at third. A walk for Roberto Mexicano. With some help from some wild pitches, the Red Sox, for the first time, had some offensive momentum, putting up their only two hits of the night on the board. Here's Albertson Asihen in the nine hole for the Red Sox to lead us off in the home half of the fifth. The first pitch to the righty, and it is a called strike on the outside corner. 91 on a fastball. It is nothing and one. Zach Jacobs, the brand new right-handed pitcher on the hill for the Hillcats out of San Dimas, California, the 0-1. Breaking ball low and away, and the count now 1-1. Played at UC Riverside for his college ball. Also played in the Arizona Complex League, the 1-1. This is downstairs, 2-1 on a breaking ball. 77 on the gun. A lot of 12-6 lateral movement there. That's where he played last season. This is his first year with the Hillcats. 6-1, 170, has the frame. 2-1. High and away on a fastball out of the zone. Three balls and a strike for Albertson Asihen, who is 0-for-1 tonight. He advanced on an error back in the third, but is batting .320. Has been in Salem for 3 weeks. The 3-1. And it misses downstairs and away on a fastball that slaps off the mitt of Lopez for a five-pitch walk. Albertson Asihen is aboard. You can't ask for much more than a leadoff walk, tallying up the pitch count. Good at-bat for Asihen, TK.
And for Asihen, able to get aboard to lead things off. Maybe all Salem needed was a change in staff on the hill for the Hillcats. Maybe this could be the start of a rally.
Here's John Stinson Garcia stepping in the righty. 0-for-2 today. Runner on first, nobody out. Down to 3 seconds on the pitch clock to pitch. Swing and a miss. Took a big wave at a fastball, and it's nothing and one. Boy, that was right in the middle of the zone as well. We saw that with Albert Feliz. A fastball left right in there, and Garcia couldn't get a hold of it. 0-for-2 today, but an unbelievable career night last night in the 4-3 win for the Sox. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a sky-high fly ball out to center field. Antunez going back at the wall. He looks it out of here. John Stinson Garcia, a two-run moonshot to dead center field. And the Red Sox are right back into this thing. 5-3, the brand-new score. 420-foot bomb off the barrel of Garcia. 106 miles an hour off the bat. Are you kidding me?
His second night in a row barreling one up. He had a 409-foot shot last night that hit off the left field light tower. Now dead center. First time we've seen one dead center all year.
That baseball had a family, Mr. Garcia. And Salem with a new sweep of momentum. First pitch to Mikey Romero misses inside on a fastball, and it is 1-0. Baseball is fun, Tyler.
Can be sometimes. Still some work to do, down two runs.
Garcia was a triple shy of the cycle last night, including that home run, the 1-0. Called strike on the outside corner, 90 on a fastball, and it's 1-1. For Mikey Romero, who has also been strong in this series. He is 0-for-1 with a walk tonight. Hit into a double play in the third. And the 1-1. Swing and a miss. He tipped it right into the glove of Lopez, and it's 1-2. Fastball that Romero just kind of half-hearted swung at. Looking at a 1-2 count. Bases are cleared. Stinson Garcia brought home Albertson Asihen, who was aboard with a walk. The 1-2. Swing and a fly ball. This will tail foul into the seats down the left field line. And alive once more is Mikey Romero. This is what he does best. Elongating at-bats, fighting them off. And I was talking with Pepe, the hitting coach. Anderson Paulino is obviously his official name. And he had a lot to say about you know, not looking for the right pitch. 1-2, and it's fouled back. And again, Romero stays alive. He said the guys that make it and that really, really impress him, especially for being as young as Mikey Romero, are the guys that aren't looking for the perfect pitch. They know when to foul away the pitches, make the contact just to stick in there, and then eventually get their pitch. 1-2. This is outside, and it's 2-2. As the amazing Tyler continues to balance things on his face. That is his act. He's here in Salem for the second time this year in front of a crowd of people. 2-2 to Romero. Swing and a miss. He waves on a breaking ball in the dirt. It's scooped up by Lopez, tossed to first in time. So Mikey Romero has sat down on strikes. It is only the first out here in the bottom of the fifth, and it's a 5-3 ball game with the Hillcats leading the Red Hot Red Sox, who are now in a situation where they've put up three unanswered.
On a good path right now with a lot of baseball left to play. We're still only in the bottom of the fifth.
First pitch to Lionel James is a breaking ball that falls off a cliff into the zone at 78, and it's nothing and one. Lionel James in the three hole playing at third tonight, where he's oh so comfortable, the 0-1. This is downstairs and away on another breaking ball. This time it's changed up at 83, and it's 1-1. 0-2 with a fielder's choice and a ground out right back to the pitcher. Hasn't had great contact tonight. Hasn't gotten one out of the infield. 1-1. Swing and a fly ball. This is fouled down the right field line. Souvenir for a young fan as a whole slew of children congregate towards that baseball. Going to have to fight over who gets to take it home. Nobody on, one gone, 1-2 the count for Lionel James. Righty on righty matchup, the pitch. Swing and a line drive that is fouled by about 2 feet down the right field line. Felia didn't have a chance, it was hit so well, but instead it's fouled by about 2 feet. We've seen a couple of those tonight, Tyler, that are fouled by anywhere between 15 to a couple of feet. That had a chance. He dribbles a foul ball down the left field line this time as he just kind of pokes his bat out in front of a curveball to stay alive at 1-2, and he's another guy that can tally up the pitch count on a pitcher, make his night miserable. Slight wind out into left field, 1-2 to James. Swing and a miss. He waved on a fastball that was high and out of the zone, a matter of fact, and he has sat down on strikes. Back-to-back strikeouts here for the Hillcats.
Good stuff here from Jacobs so far. Have to take on Luis Ravello, who singled his last time up, so potential for another two-out rally here for Salem.
Zach Jacobs on the hill. He now has two strikeouts to his name. Fly ball out to shallow left field on the first pitch to Luis Ravello. Underneath it is Zarate, and he pinches the leather for out number three. Well, the Red Sox grab two right back into this ball game. Justinson Garcia goes way deep on a moonshot over the center field wall to score Albertson Acihead as well. 5-3, the new score. Lynchburg still leads it. We go to the top of the sixth after this. In safe.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Santa's coming to town.
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
For the second night in a row, Jostinson Garcia is the star here in Salem. He gives us a pretty much brand new ball game, 5-3, the new score. The Red Sox still trailing the Hillcats, but an absolute moonshot over the center field wall to score two. Here's Lexer Sadui, the first pitch. Called strike over the inside corner, and the count now 0-1 on a fastball off the right arm of Michael Valera, entering his second inning of work for the Red Sox. He kicks, deals 0-1. Swing and a chopper down the left field line, charging ahead James. Backhanded glove, underhand toss to first. Wow, a little bit of sauce from Lionel James, and there's one gone here in the top of the sixth. Top of the order for the Hillcats, we move to Angel Zarate, the left fielder, former North Carolina Tar Heel. As a redshirt junior with the Tar Heels, started every single game, all 64. First pitch, breaking ball, misses upstairs and away in the count 1-0. Zarate, 1-3 on the day, a huge 2-RBI single though in the second. 1-0, chopped foul near the backstop, and the count now evened up at a ball and a strike for the 313 hitting Zarate. Boy, when you just see that 300 or above, it really pops. Two homers, 36 ribbies, 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, took a big wave at a high slider, 1-2. He really had to reach up for that one. A great pitch from Michael Valera. He's ahead in the count. Zarate calls time, takes a couple of practice hacks, taps his bat on the home plate, ready to go, the 1-2. This is low and away, 91 on a fastball. You know, I'll tip the cap to Enderso Lira for trying to frame that one up, but I don't think there was much of a chance. Two balls and two strikes for Zarate. Out of those 64 games, he started 54 of them in left field, the 2-2. Tipped foul, and he doinked it right into Enderso Lira's face mask. Lira seems to be A-OK. He gets a brand new pearl from Brandon Schmidt, the home plate umpire. Relays it back to the mound, where Michael Valera needed to deliver a 2-2 pitch. Infield playing out here for the Sox. 5-3 your score. Lynchburg leads 2-2. Low and away. Fills up the count on a fastball out of the zone. Zarate voted third team all ACC as a redshirt junior, his final year in 2022. 3-2. Swing and a fly ball. This is out to left field. Tailing in foul territory. It might stay in, and it is foul by about 8 feet. And Mexicano couldn't quite track it down, just ran out of real estate on that baseball. So a loud foul that ends up getting to the wall in left field. Looked foul the whole way, though. Staying alive at 3-2 is Angel Zarate. He was also part of the all-tournament team at the ACC Baseball Championship and the NCAA Tournament Chapel Hill Regional last year. I mean, Angel Zarate was a stud in the ACC last season. Payoff pitch on the way. Swing and a hard hit, ground ball right to Romero at second. He scoops, throws to first to a leaning Salazar to get the out. Two gone here in the top of the sixth. A 4-3 put out, sits down Zarate. Have to tip your cap on the way that he was able to fight through the at-bat, but Valero wins the battle. Setting up the two-hole hitter, the third baseman, Angel Hanau. Two gone, nobody on. 5-3 this score, Lynchburg with a two-run lead. First pitch, skips up in the dirt, deflects off a home plate into the mitt of Lira, 1-0. 96 on that fastball. Valera really yanked that one into the dirt, but had some velocity on it. Fastest pitch we've seen from him tonight. He deals the 1-0. Two-seamer fouled back to the netting. It's 1-1. 94 on the radar gun. Calling time here. Home plate umpire Brandon Schmidt just to allow the ball boy time to scoop up the pearl and get it back into the dugout. Righty on lefty. 1-1 to Hanau.
Foul tip back to the backstop once more, and the ball boys will stay busy here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Christmas Eve in July tonight. Two gone, a 1-2 count for Angel Hanau, who is 0-for-1 today. He has also walked once, and he's been hit by a pitch.
By the way, those random cheers.
1-2. This is just high and away on a fastball, sizzled in at 94 to even up the count.
The amazing Tyler balancing both an empty bottle of Gatorade and a full cup of beer at the same time, stacked on top of each other.
You love to see it. 2-2 on the way. Misses high and away on a changeup. Tallies in at 90 on the gun. 3-2, a full count with nobody on and two gone for Angel Hanau. I'll be impressed when he does the Bucket O PBR that sells for $5, the 3-2. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball in the dirt. Scooped up by Lita. He runs halfway down the first baseline to tag Angel Hanau on the tushy. 5-3 the score. We go to the bottom of the sixth. After this in Salem, the Red Sox rallying a little bit. They've scored three unanswered. Can the offense keep it going? Five out. Find out in a couple of minutes back in 60 seconds here in Salem.
Santa's coming to town.
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park night. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year, and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Gorgeous night here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Tyler Katz with you. The Red Sox are rallying here throughout the last couple of innings. They've scored three unanswered, a run in the bottom of the fourth, and two runs in the bottom of the fifth to make it a 5-3 ball game. If that trend continues, Salem might have a chance to take a lead. The first pitch to Ender Solita is poked on the ground into left field, scooped up by Devers at short. It's thrown to first, but it's off the glove of Mark Filia. Second time tonight he's done that and hasn't been able to make the easy routine play at first, and aboard safely here for the Red Sox is Lira.
Well, the first error was assessed to the second baseman in Ben Hameen. I'd be interested because it was a low throw, but it did pop out of the glove of Filia of who the error will be assessed to this time around.
Here's Albert Feliz, the big barrel, runner on first, nobody out. Sometimes when it goes your way, it goes your way. The first pitch. Swing and a rope into foul territory, into the seats. I mean, if you're not paying attention, that would have literally taken somebody's head off.
Oh, yeah.
Holy cow.
91 off the bat.
It looked like it was more than that, to be honest with you. The way he yanked it into the stands. Pay attention, folks. Nothing in one for Big Al. 0-1 to Feliz. Fouled away. He skies one up in the seats again. Nothing in two. Five hits for the Hillcats, three for the Red Sox, exactly mirroring the run column. Big Al 1-for-2 today. He singled his last time around in the fourth. Was stranded at third. Nothing in two, the pitch. Pitch misses way high and in. He leans away from a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 1-2. You know, Zach Jacobs has done a nice job for the Hillcats, all things considered, besides that two-run home run. Two strikeouts, The righty kicks and deals 1-2. Breaking ball, called strike three, and Albert Feliz knew it the whole way. That is a disgusting pitch with a lot of movement, both north and south and east and west. That is a really sharp-looking pitch from Jacobs for out number one.
By the way, the error was assessed to the shortstop Endeavors, so Kalia, despite not being able to pick it out, errorless, it's just the middle infield.
Third strikeout of the night for Zach Jacobs. Here's Roberto Mexicano, the left fielder. Weird to say that sentence. First pitch. Oh, this hit him. This hit him right on the elbow guard, I believe. Unless it hit right off the bottom of the bat, maybe that was the case, and it must have, because he is not taking off his shin guard or his elbow guard. But he fell down and kind of winced at it. If you're taking another look here on MILB TV. Nothing in one for Mexicano, and yeah, they're calling it a foul tip right off the bottom of the barrel. Worst luck you could have. 0-1 on the way. Skies one foul and proceeds down the right field line. Nothing in two. The amazing Tyler in attendance. As we've mentioned throughout the entire game, he is now balancing a baby stroller on his face. I kid you not. Runner on first, one gone. Nothing in two for Mexicano. Jacobs, UC Riverside product, nods his head, kicks and deals. Pitch misses high. Indiana fastball. Mexicano took all day long. It's 1-2. Tyler, it is Christmas Eve in July here at the ballpark. I ask you this. What is your favorite Christmas flick?
I might get some
1-2, skied out, center field, charging it is Antunez, and he makes the grab. Antunez had to run full speed on a sprint to get to that baseball, but he makes the play in shallow center. I'm sorry to cut you off, TK.
All good, you got to do your job.
Two gone here in the bottom of the sixth. The runner stays at first, and Ender Solita, who is aboard with an error. Here's John Frank Salazar. Let's hear that move.
Polar Express.
Oh, it's a beautiful movie.
A lot of people don't like it because of the animation style, but it's a great movie.
I think it's fantastic. First pitch is a breaking ball outside. 78 on the gun, 1-0. Grew up loving that movie. The soundtrack, amazing. Tom Hanks is incredible. How could you not love the Polar Express? That's a household classic.
I agree with you. Just saying, a lot of people do not agree with that take.
Yeah, 1-0. Swing and a chopper. Charging ahead is Devers from short. He scoops, fires to first, and that'll end the inning. This time, Felia does make the grab at first base despite two errors over there at first tonight. 5-3, the score stays. Lynchburg leads it. We go to the top of the seventh, back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the seventh here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. We are brushing the bases here. Brought to you by Delta Dental over at third base. We got Cody brushing the bases. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Taylor Katz with you. 5-3 your score. Lynchburg leads it over the Salem Red Sox, but Salem has scored three unanswered, very much so in this game. Luis Talavera, the new arm on the hill for the Red Sox. He replaces Michael Rivera, who, Tyler, I would say Valera, was pretty darn good for the Sox, especially saying that Monegro allowed five runs. Valera was kind of able to come in and completely alter the trajectory of this ball game.
Well, yeah, retired all six batters that he faced. Went perfect. Can't get much better.
There's Wilfredo Antunez. The first pitch misses downstairs on a fastball at 94. It is 1-0. Antunez, 1-for-3, the 1-0. Fouled back, and the count now 1-1. Singled in the third. He would end up scoring. Flew out to center field and grounded out to second as well. The 1-1. Fouled away. Wow, same spot. Another souvenir. 1-2 now for Wilfredo Antunez. A 254 hitter with two homers, 22 ribbies. Was ejected out of the game last night. Back in tonight. 1-2. Here's a drive out to left field. It's going to tail foul. Mexicano again running out of real estate there down the left field line. And staying alive at 1-2 is Antunez. He had probably the worst job in the ballpark tonight when he had to run to the wall in center and look out a 420-foot bomb. The 1-2. There's a swing and a fly ball, tailing foul into the seats down the left field line. 1-2 again.
Well, if you want a souvenir, head over down the left field line right now.
Yeah, Antunez just poking them the other way. He calls time. And and earlier tonight, like I said, Justinson Garcia absolutely killed a ball over the center field wall to make this game very interesting. And Antunez is the one that had to turn and look. 1-2. This is outside. 96 on a fastball from Luis Talavera, and it's 2-2. What is that feeling? Helpless when you turn, look up. 2-2 on the way. This is upstairs. 86 on a slider. 3-2. The count worked full by Antunez. And this is a really sharp at-bat here by Wilfredo Antunez.
Yeah, Antunez has been looking good, working up that pitch count.
Payoff pitch is chopped, and it's through for a base hit into left field. Wow, an incredible at-bat from Wilfredo Antunez, and he celebrates on first. Just continuing to fight, ends up seeing a full count pitch, and he pokes it into left field for a base hit. A leadoff single. Good way to start the top of the seventh if you're Lynchburg. This brings up Robert Lopez, the catcher, batting cleanup tonight for the Hillcats. He's 1-for-3 as well. Got in the hit party in the third. He has struck out once as he looks at a ball. The count now 1-0. Antunez on first, nobody out, 5-3, Hillcats lead. Righty on lefty for Lopez. Talavera kicks and deals, 1-0. Skips up in the dirt, 2-0. Tyler, I asked you your favorite Christmas movie. You said it was The Polar Express. It is Christmas Eve in July. I invite everybody to come out and join us tomorrow for Christmas in July. We're going to have awesome festivities. Auctioning off game-worn jerseys that the team is wearing right now. The 2-0. This is low and in. 85 on a fastball, and Lopez is way ahead in the 3-0 count. You've got to think that he has the red light here. So, what is your second favorite Christmas movie?
That's a really good question.
This is where it gets harder. Here's the 3-0. Called strike, and Lopez thought for sure he had ball four. Honestly, I kind of thought so as well. But the right call is made by Brandon Schmidt behind home plate. Trackman says it was in the zone right at the top. 3-1 for Lopez. The righty, Talavera deals the 3-1. Wave and a miss. It's ticking to the glove of Lita. Back-to-back full counts here now for Talavera. This time he chases from behind, and it's 3-2.
You know, I would give the same answer that you gave for your favorite of Christmas Vacation, but I will go with the Santa Claus.
Okay, I like that. Tim Allen, great movie as well. Runner on first, nobody out. Payoff pitch, runner goes. Swing and a chopper, Talavera charges ahead. He scoops it up, he sprints to the first base bag and steps on it in time. Miscommunication because Salazar was trying to get to that ball and there was nobody left on first base to throw to. So instead, Talavera has to take it himself. He uses his legs to get the out at first. It does move the runner Antunez to second.
Underrated Christmas movie, Fred Claus.
Yep, I agree. Fred Claus is good. Another underrated Christmas movie, The Family Man.
Have not seen it.
Nicolas Cage stars in a rom-com. First pitch. Called strike on the outside corner to Jose Devers. The big, big barrel in Devers. Tripled tonight in the second. Had the grand slam a couple of days ago. I mean, this is a guy that has had one of the hottest sticks in this series, the 0-1. Breaking ball fouled back, and it's nothing in two. Devers 1-for-3 today with that triple. He has hit into a ground out. He was aboard with a fielder's choice, ended up scoring that time around. Runner on second, one gone. 5-3 the Hillcats lead. Righty on righty. Devers one of the only righties in the lineup for the Hillcats. 0-2. Breaking ball low and away out of the zone. 1-2. Yeah, the family man's good. I like the family man. What are your thoughts on Prep and Landing? Ever seen it?
Never seen it, no.
1-2. Wave and a miss. Blew the fastball right by him at 94 miles an hour. Jose Devers strikes out for the first time tonight. It's the first strikeout for Luis Talavera. And there are two gone. The runner on second here in the top of the seventh.
You ever seen the animated Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer movie?
I have not.
It's a fever dream, but it's a classic.
An elite song, though. The first pitch to Juan Benjamin is a called strike on the inner half. Nothing and one. 96 on a fastball off the rifle of an arm from the righty Luis Talavera. He towers on the mound, above 6 feet tall. Winds and fires 0-1. Ball misses low and in. Taking all day was Benjamin on a breaking ball, and it's 1-1. How about this? Everybody tweeted us your favorite Christmas movie using the hashtag Salem Sox broadcast. 1-1. Fouled away into left, and another souvenir down that side of the ballpark. 1-2 for Benjamin. He is 0-for-1 today. A pair of walks and a ground out to second. Yeah, tweeted us your favorite Christmas movie. Hashtag Salem Sox broadcast on Twitter. 1-2 the count for Benjamin, runner on second. Talavera the deal. Low and away, 87 on a slider. 2-2 now the count.
Are there any traditions around Christmas time that your family follows?
Yeah, Christmas Eve always with my mom's side, and then my grandparents and my uncle from my dad's side. Then Christmas, huge banger with my dad's side of the family. Here's the 2-2. Here's a ground ball right back up the middle. Scooped up by Ravello from short. Throws to first in time for the final out. Top of the seventh. Results in a donut on the scoreboard for the Hillcats. They do get a hit and strand a runner on second. 5-3 the score. Bottom of the seventh. After this, it's time to stretch. Let's say
E.T.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey Red Sox fans, come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction, and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Home half of the seventh here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. 5-3 the lead for the Hillcats, but the Red Sox still the team that has scored three unanswered. Now, the sixth inning, a little bit anticlimactic for the Sox. Can to get a little bit of offense going here in the seventh. Albertson Asihen to lead us off at the bottom of the order in the nine hole for the Sox. The first pitch. Swing and a sky-high fly ball just out of the infield and right. Underneath it and making the catch is Mark Filia as he bumps into Juan Benjamin. And still the play is made as they bump into each other. Mark Filia taps his chest and says, my bad. So something tells me that Benjamin said, hey, this is my ball, and tried to call him off. And the Red Sox couldn't quite get a break that time. One gone on the first pitch to Asihen brings up Justinson Garcia, who hit a moonshot of a home run over the center field wall. First pitch, and he rips it foul down the left field line, nothing and one. He has been the red-hot Red Sox. I mean, you talk about being a triple shy of the cycle last night with a home run. A home run tonight, a two-run shot to make this game so much more interesting. Seeing him develop has been such a joy from up here in the press box, high above Carilion Clinic Field. 0-1. Called strike on the outer half. Breaking ball finds the zone. Garcia quickly down, nothing and two. He's 1-for-3, struck out once, flew out to center field once, and absolutely crushed a ball. Here's the 0-2. Fouled away. He stays alive. Nothing and two. Ooh, right into the hand of somebody in the luxury box, and it deflects out of his hand and falls down to the concourse. Had a chance to make a play. Got to be ready for it. 0-2. Rocket down the left field line. Backhanded glove by Hanau. Toss to first is there all the way across the diamond. Boy, if it got through, it would have trickled into the corner in left field. And instead, it's out number two. Great play by Hanau, not only to make the backhanded glove, but to get it all the way across on a laser. Two gone here in the bottom of the seventh. Here's Mikey Romero, the second baseman. Boy, I love his walk-up song because it's like he's the California kid, first-round draft pick. He's got that swagger, and, I mean, this is a California vibe. When I think of that, it's like 90s hip-hop in California, Long Beach, you know.
You wouldn't think that he was the first-round pick just talking to him, though.
No, really humble guy as he swings and misses at a breaking ball, nothing and one. All of them, man, and I think that shows and attributes to the Red Sox being an organization that really, here's the 0-1. Breaking ball snaps into the zone. It's looked in for strike two. An organization that prides themselves on not just finding great ball players, great people, right? They really investigate and look into their prospects before drafting and signing, and they make sure they get the right people that match the integrity and the culture of the Boston Red Sox organization. Mikey Romero is just that. Same with all these guys. Cutter, Roman Anthony. Here's the 0-2. Swing and a line drive. This is foul by about 15 feet down the left field line the other way. And Romero's alive at 0-2. And again, we say he's so good at fighting off pitches to stick in there. Romero will just talk to you about everything. He was telling me about his tattoos the other day down during BP. Each tattoo has a different meaning with a different story. His pops battling cancer has a tattoo for him. Here's the 0-2. Chops one foul down the right field line, and Romero continues to fight through it. His dad's been battling cancer for a couple of years now. Somebody that Mikey really looks up to. Has been with him every step of the way through that. I'm sure it's tough for a guy to move all the way across the country while that's happening. Got all the support from his parents, his two sisters who are stud athletes themselves. Softball players at a very, very high level. 0-2. Called strike three on the outer half. Breaking ball in the zone. And Romero sat down looking. 5-3 the score through seven. Lynchburg still leads. Top of the eighth after this. And save it.
Santa's coming in town.
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at milb.com/Salem/tickets.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park night. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Absolutely breathtaking night for baseball here in Salem. 5-3 the score. The Hillcats lead the Red Sox. Ready to take you the rest of the way on the play-by-play. My favorite partner in the world, Mr. Tyler Katz. TK, take it away.
Appreciate it, Gio. No one I'd rather share this booth with.
It's been a fun year, my man.
It has. We have got a long way
we
to go left. So
it's been a lot of fun.
Well, Lynchburg is holding on to a two-run lead. Bottom of the order, Prez Kavanaugh, Mark Felea, and Lexer Sadui set to take on Luis Talavera in his second inning of work. First offering from Talavera will miss low for ball one. Now, a couple innings ago, Gio was talking about, since today is Christmas Eve in July, the 1-0 is a called strike downstairs, one ball and a strike to Kavanaugh. About Christmas traditions in your family, and you were talking about your dad's side apparently has a really fun time around Christmas time. Called strike outside, 1-2.
Yeah, I think I used the verb, or the noun, I guess, banger for that. I don't know if that's, is that appropriate?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay. It's not like, it's really not that. It's not a frat party.
1-2, ball downstairs, even to Kavanaugh, 2-2.
But, so, my grandmother's side, my dad's mom, she is the eldest of 13. So when I say banger, I just mean so many people.
2-2 delivery is chopped foul. We'll do it again.
So many people, we see them pretty much once a year. Usually, I mean, it switches locations, but lately it's been at my uncle's house, which is even more fun because usually I stay and spend the night.
2-2 once more is ripped down the left field line, foul into the seats.
And obviously I see my grandparents and my uncle a lot more than everybody else, but you just once a year get together and it's just so much fun. We play, there's a older version and like a cousin's version, but the cousins are all adults now. It's like my parents and them, but now I'm in it.
2-2, chopped foul.
Because I'm older, one of the oldest, I guess, great-grandkids, if that makes sense, but you know what I mean. And like it's a gift exchange, but it's like a joke, and it's like you pick numbers and like you can steal gifts and whatnot.
White elephant.
Yeah, it's a different variation. Okay. It is that, but you switch it up. We have our own kind of house rules.
All right. 2-2, seventh pitch of the at-bat, misses low. We'll have an eight-pitch at-bat from Prez Kavanaugh with a full count now.
And like, and then for the little kids, and it was awesome when I was a little kid, but now like for the little kids, which are...
Payoff pitch downstairs, and it's a leadoff walk for Prez Kavanaugh.
One of the uncles and two of the cousins has to dress up as Santa Claus and his two elves.
Okay.
I've been an elf once. It was pretty cool. But it's just a good time. It's a very, very fun party every single year. I look forward to it every year.
Sounds like a fun time. Christmas at the Heater household.
Yeah. Yeah. We call it Cusick Christmas, though, because that's my grandma's maiden name.
Ah. Fall downstairs, a 1-0 count. New
what
batter
about
is
you?
Mark Felea.
Any
so
traditions?
A couple. Christmas Eve has been traditionally spent every year with my aunt, my dad's sister. Swing and a miss for Felea, 1-1 count. Where, without fail, despite the fact that all of her nephews are now off to college, still makes us all stand in front of the Christmas tree and perform the 12 days of Christmas.
Oh, boy.
Which, for the angsty teenagers, puts some red in the face. Ball downstairs, a 2-1 count to Mark Felea.
You gotta love it. That's hilarious. So everyone has a different verse, or?
No, it's all together.
Okay.
And, well, for complete transparency, it usually sounds like people who do not want to be there singing the 12 Days of Christmas. Runner goes to throw down. a tag not made, but what an attempt from Ravello to go. It looked like between the legs for the tag.
Yeah, almost got him too. I think he applied it and just not in time. I believe that might have been Mikey down there.
Yeah. But either way, great attempt. Mark Valia carrying a 3-1 count now, as that was a ball. 3-1 delivery, a called strike, full count for the second consecutive batter. Christmas morning, I've never spent Christmas morning away from my own home.
Okay.
Always have the traditional wake up,
yep,
gift exchange at the house.
Yep, I've never either.
Payoff pitch outside, it's back-to-back walks.
In fact, there was debate this year. You know, my aunt and uncle who live out in Scottsdale, Arizona, had brought up, like, come out to Arizona for Christmas. It'll be fun. And my dad was like, heck yeah, he loves going out there. My parents love going out there. And my mom shut it down quickly.
Here comes Jason Blent for a mound visit. It's 5-3 Lynchburg. We're here in the top of the eighth. Lynchburg has 2-1 with nobody out. Lexer Sadoui coming to the bat. Coming up to bat. He's 0-3 today. But back to Christmas traditions, big Christmas dinner. That location changes from site to site. And then Christmas night, if we can get around to it, visiting some other grandparents, my mom's side of the family over at their house. I'm originally from somewhere, or a suburb of Fort Lauderdale. They're from deep south Miami, closer to Coral Gables, where the University of Miami is. So,
how
if
far
we
is
have
that
the
from
time,
like an hour and a half.
With traffic, it can be closer to an hour 15. With light traffic, you can get there in like 45.
Oh, okay.
So nothing
not
crazy.
Yeah, that's like our trek to Salem.
Exactly.
A little bit further, but
ball downstairs. Alexis Sadoui. Now, when I say without traffic, that means everybody has disappeared. There is not a time where you drive down to Miami without running into traffic.
Yeah,
so
even on Christmas.
Even on Christmas. I mean, everyone's trying to get the relatives' house.
Right.
1-0 to Sadoui, comes inside for ball two. And I will add one more that I forgot. Right after the house gift exchange, go over to my mom's sister's place, so my aunt's place, and have a cousin who is 12 years old now. It's a 2-0 delivery to Sadoui. Back up the middle, we'll pause there. Ravello will play at first. A diving Sadoui. You never want to dive into first just because sliding is supposed to meant you slow down. But Sadoui does it anyway, and it doesn't work out for him. It's a 6-3 ground out.
It was a nice little play there to spin and get it over to first.
Just no reason to slide. There's a high chance of dislocating a thumb sliding into first base. It is more to help you slow down. There's no tag. There is zero reason to slide into first. And that's something you learn in Little League. A called strike outside, it's an 0-1. But again, Sadoui sliding in to no avail.
Yeah.
The 0-1 to Zarate, a ball outside, one ball and one strike. But have breakfast there at around 10:30, 11 o'clock, and kind of a break after that for mid-afternoon before the dinner festivities start. 1-1, ripped back up the middle. That's a base hit for Zarate. In to score is Prez Cavanaugh, runners at the corners, and Lynchburg has scored its first run since the third inning.
Is it just me, or do I feel like I guess I'm experiencing this more than you, but like, sometimes you don't even realize how fun your family is until, like, we're in our situation where we're in college, so we see them significantly less, and it's like, I don't know, I love hanging out with family, and, like, it's so much more fun when you're, like, almost, like, getting to the point, like, you're one of the adults. I'm, like, close. I'm, like, basically one of the adults, and it's just, like, I don't know, your parents are fun, like, you know. Kind of cool.
Well, we'll get a call to the bullpen as Liam Carroll comes out of the dugout to relieve Luis Talavera. It will be Caleb Bolden, the former Arkansas and TCU product, coming out of the pen for Salem.
He inherits runners at the corners with just one out, and Angel Hanau, the top-ranked prospect on this Lynchburg team, coming up to bat. Well, we'll let Caleb Bolden warm up, and we'll take a short break. Be back here on the other side of this break on MILB TV.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park night. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year, and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Welcome you back here to Salem. Pitching change will bring in Caleb Bolden out of the bullpen. Bolden, a 1-2 record with four saves, a 3.95 ERA, and 41 innings pitched. Seventh round draft pick by the Red Sox out of Texas Christian University, a.k.a. TCU. Angel Hanau, the first batter that Bolden will face, watches a first pitch ball downstairs. Bolden played his last year of college at TCU, transferred from Arkansas for his graduate season. 1-0 delivery, missing outside. Two balls and no strikes to Angel Hanau. Caleb Bolden, one of the older members of this team at 24 years old, native to Texarkana, Texas. 2-0 delivery, cracked over towards left field. Mexicano ranging back, and it will go over his head, bouncing onto the warning track. Kalia scores, right behind him is Zarate, and it's a 2-RBI double for Angel Hanau. And just when we thought the Red Sox were battling back, the Hillcats put up three and potentially more here in the top of the eighth. It's now 8-3, Lynchburg in front.
Yeah, that's brutal. That's a momentum killer right there. Makes the rest of this game just completely different. Red Sox trailing by two. Now you look at the scoreboard, you're now five again. Tough situation to be in here for Salem, and a tough way to begin this if you're Caleb Bolden, who typically is looked at, him and Jonathan Brand, as the closers, really.
Right. Both of those runs will go against Luis Talavera. Wilfredo Antunez fouls the first pitch he sees off. The first runner that is Bolden's responsibility is Angel Hanau at second. Well, it seemed like the middle innings were calm. Lynchburg putting up five runs in the second and third, then empty, 4-5-6-7 before a three spot here in the eighth. Antunez fouls another off, it's 0-2 with one away. And almost straight back towards our camera operator on the first base side was that foul ball to Antunez. From Antunez, I should say. 0-2, called strike three. Antunez knew it, turned around and just started walking back towards the dugout. First strikeout for the new pitcher on the hill for Salem in Caleb Bolden. With two away and a runner at second, it brings up the 1-for-4, Robert Lopez.
Only a hippopotamus will do.
Want a hippopotamus for Christmas? His walk-up song today. A lot of great Christmas songs. Hopefully get a new set tomorrow. Called strike on the outside part of the plate. It's an 0-1 count. There are so many that it's hard to limit to just nine for a batting order. When you got All I Want for Christmas is My Two Front Teeth.
I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus.
That has to be huge.
0-1, swing and a miss for strike two. Of course, jingle bells.
I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus as one of the most underrated Christmas songs.
It's a bit of an odd one.
I don't think of that off the bat, though, when I think Christmas songs. But it's a good song.
It's a good song.
It's Jackson 5, right? I think.
Maybe.
Look it up.
0-2, swing and a miss. Well, we'll have that answer for you when we head to the bottom of the eighth.
It is the
Jackson 5. Second strikeout for Caleb Bolden. Lynchburg strikes for 3-5-run deficit for Salem, entering their final six outs. We'll be back for the eighth when we come back on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans. Be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
It's the grand finale for Tyler's amazing balancing act, balancing a 10-foot ladder on his chin. Quite the spectacle. As his music finishes up, potentially the sight of a man balancing a 10-foot ladder on his chin is enough to spur a comeback from the Salem Red Sox.
Because those go hand in hand.
Right. They have to. The correlation has to be 1-to-1.
Yeah.
Well, you know, James leads off the inning. In for his fourth inning of work already is Zach Jacobs. He's now going to pitch more than Abel Brito, who is the starting pitcher for Lynchburg. The first offering to James is a called strike. James today is 0-for-3, reached on a fielder's choice, grounded out to the pitcher, and struck out swinging. Well, fireworks coming up as well. The 0-1 lifted opposite way towards right. Kavanaugh on a run will make the catch. One away.
You know what's the best, one of the best Christmas songs? The one that goes from Home Alone, when he like slaps his cheeks in the mirror, he's like, ah, and it goes.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yep.
It's got the super deep voice.
I can't name it.
It's White Christmas, I think.
Is it White
Dreaming
Christmas?
Of a White Christmas.
It is. I'm sorry. First pitch swinging for Ravello. He pops it into foul territory. Third baseman Hanau will run out of room as it hits off the top of the railing by the bullpen. What are the odds?
Precise, not accurate, but precise.
It is White Christmas, but yeah, I just blanked on that. That's on me.
That guy's voice is awesome. You and me.
Elvis?
Is that who does that?
I'm pretty sure that's Elvis Presley.
Who sings? We consult Google and we report back.
Ravello stands in with an 0-1 count.
Michael Bublé did an excellent cover. No, it's Bing Crosby, I think.
Ah. Elvis does a Christmas song.
He does.
Is it Blue Christmas?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
0-1. Called strikeouts downstairs and outside. It's an 0-2 count to Ravello.
One of the most underrated Christmas songs is
0-2 delivery, swing and a miss for strike three. Ravello slams the bat in the dirt. He's now 1-for-4 today.
You know, the body language has got to be a little better than that. You know, you don't want to show your frustration like that. It's just, you know, they look for those things, right? They're looking for signs of maturity, mental toughness. That's not on display with them.
Well, it brings up Ender Solira. He's 0-for-2 today. Walk, struck out, and reached on an error. First pitch swinging fouled off.
the best Christmas song is, well, one of them, one of the most underrated, I think, Please Come Home for Christmas by the Eagles.
Mm.
Do you know that one?
Yeah, interesting choice. 0-1 is grounded over to the third base side, foul for strike two. The entire Lynchburg dugout is saying that it's a fair ball, but was fielded in foul territory.
Yeah, I think that was foul. I think it's the right call. It was close, certainly close. I think it was foul. I might have to listen to Christmas tunes on the way home.
I don't disagree. I might do the same. First pitch, or third pitch of the at-bat, is swinging for strike three. Three up, three down, and that's nine in a row retired by Zach Jacobs. Six strikeouts in relief. Lynchburg has one more opportunity to add some insurance when we come back for the top of the ninth next on MILB TV.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Our Dirt Award for dirtiest play of the game goes to Luis Ravello, digging the ball out of the dirt and firing on a missile over to John Frank Salazar over to first base earlier tonight.
How about those camera angles from our awesome crew? That's really good stuff, guys. Really good stuff.
Where you can see the expression of Ravello putting everything he has into that fire onto first base. Really good stuff there.
I will say this, and again, this has nothing to do with you and I. We get to sit here and talk about the game. I think everybody here does such a good job with the production. The quality of the broadcasts are really, really something. And again, that is not us taking credit. It has nothing to do with us. We sit here and talk about the game.
Jose Devers will take a first pitch strike down low.
And just want to say a thank you to them because they make us look good. They make the team look really, really good. And they do such a nice job because the camera angles, the switching, the replays, everything, they really good stuff.
0-1 to Devers is fouled off for strike two, but yeah, couldn't agree more. Production has been incredible, one of the best in my opinion,
yeah. And
not only in the Carolina League, not only in single A, but in minor league baseball itself.
Yeah, and I can't emphasize enough, has nothing to do with me and Tyler. It's everybody else that works really, really hard behind the scenes, really awesome.
0-2 to Devers, called strike three. Third strikeout in a row for Caleb Bolden as Devers goes down looking. He's now 1-for-5 on the night.
Last time he did this, he didn't even know he did it. When he had five in a row,
mm-hmm.
He struck out the side, then did two more. He didn't even know till the next day when I asked him about it. He was like, "That I did that?"
Sometimes when
right
you're
now.
In the heat of the game, you don't even think about it.
Yeah.
Juan Benjamin today is 0-for-2. A pair of walks and a pair of groundouts to the middle infield. A ball downstairs will open his at-bat 1-0. Game started on a rain delay. 1-0, missing outside, 2-0 count. Original start time was scheduled for 7:05. We started at 8:03. It's currently 10:30 here on the East Coast. 2-0, ball downstairs. 3-0 count to Juan Benjamin, potentially getting walked for a third time tonight. Rio called strike on the outside part of the plate, and Ben Hameen will stay in the box for at least one more pitch. ...3-1 from Bolden to Ben Hameen. It's ripped into left field for a base hit. Ben Hameen will collect his first hit of the night. He's going two. The throw in from Garcia is offline. It's a two-bagger with one out for Juan Ben Hameen. Prez Kavanaugh takes the next at bat. He's just 0-for-1 today, despite four plate appearances, has walked twice, was hit by a pitch, and struck out. In a moment, going to give you scores from around the Carolina League. Ball will miss outside to Prez Kavanaugh. It's a 1-0 count. Caleb Bolden looking good on the mound so far. Has let up a couple of doubles, but other than that, has looked lights out. 1-0. Called strike. Runner goes. There is no attempt to get Ben Hameen out. It is a stolen base, uncontested. It's not defensive indifference since James covered the bag. Well, how about this? Every other game in the Carolina League has gone final with the exception of ours. Time called as the two umpires talk.
Guess that's what happens when you start an hour late.
Yeah. Down East defeats Fayetteville 9-6. Carolina on a tear, have now won four in a row, defeats Columbia 12-2. Have won every game against the Fireflies this series. 1-1 grounder up the first base side foul. Will bring Kavanaugh back into the box. Myrtle Beach takes down Fredericksburg 9-1. Charleston defeats Augusta 6-4, and the Kannapolis Cannonballers take down the Delmarva Shorebirds 5-1. 1-2 count to Kavanaugh, runner at third. 8-3, Lynchburg leading here in the top of the ninth. One-two delivery, well outside for ball two. Well, an update from around the Red Sox organization will start at the Dominican Summer League. Dominican Summer League teams, Red Sox blue and red, going 1-1 on the day, falling to the Tigers and defeating the Pirates. Infield is in, the 2-2 to Kavanaugh, well inside for ball three, full count. At the FCL level, oh, actually, there was a doubleheader at the Dominican Summer League. The Tigers sweep the doubleheader, and the Red Sox red team defeats the DSL Pirates in the doubleheader. So two sweeps. DSL Red Sox going 2-2 on the day. Payoff pitch is called, strike three. Punch out number four for Caleb Bolden in relief. And there are two away with a runner at third, bringing up the 1-for-3, Mark Felia. At the Florida Complex League, Rain and Fort Myers in the top of the fifth suspended the game with the FCL Twins. The game was suspended in the top of the fifth with the FCL Red Sox leading 4-1. First pitch to Mark Polia is a ball downstairs. 1-0 count. At High A Greenville, things are not going well. The Greenville Drive trail the Bowling Green Hot Rods 20-8. 1-0 count, ball downstairs. It'll make it a 2-0 count. Just quickly looking at the box score for Greenville, since a lot of former Sox players, Salem Sox players this season are there. As Ronald Rosario hits a three-run home run in midst of a 2-for-4 game, Felia flares one out towards left field. Mexicano there to make the catch for the third out. No runs on one hit, one left on base. Final three outs for Salem coming up in the bottom of the ninth, needing five runs to stay alive. That's coming up next on MILB TV.
Every year for the 51st home game of the season,
extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Santa's coming to town!
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Bottom of the ninth, time for a rally. Lynchburg has looked really good, only allowing three hits all night. And it's Zach Jacobs back out for his fifth inning of work. Is in line for the winning decision. It'll be Albert Felicio, Roberto Mexicano, and Gianfranco Salazar due up this inning. Prior to the inning break, was taking you through the Red Sox organizational scores. We'll finish that off as Double-A Portland shuts out the Richmond Flying Squirrels 12-0 earlier today. And at Triple-A Worcester, falling to the Rochester Red Wings due to a late ninth inning comeback. Red Wings take down the Woo Sox 6-5. Up at the top of the organization, just getting underway in San Francisco, is the Red Sox and the Giants. As Feliz takes a first pitch strike.
David!
Top of the second inning, the Red Sox lead the Giants 1-0. 0-1 to Feliz. Is flared over towards the first base side towards the triangle of death, but it's the second baseman, Ben Hameen, who comes up with the catch on the pop-out.
Bobbled that, it hit his wrist, and then he caught it with his bare hand.
Ends up making the play regardless, and Feliz is out, which will bring up Mexicano. For those watching on MILB TV, a replay as Ben Hameen, bobbled it, caught it with his chest, and all smiles is the Hillcat wearing number one. Roberto Mexicano 0-2 today with a walk and a couple of flyouts to the outfield. First pitch called strike. As a reminder, 6:05 first pitch tomorrow night for Christmas in July night. Tonight, Christmas Eve in July. A ball downstairs, a ball and a strike to Mexicano. For those curious, that run for the Red Sox coming off a Tristan Casas ground rule double.
Love to see it.
1-1, back up the middle, Mexicano towards center, it drops in for a base hit. Just the fourth hit of the night for Salem and the first for Mexicano will bring up Gianfranco Salazar. First trip to San Francisco for the Boston Red Sox since 2016.
Wow.
Yeah, that'll become a lot more common now with the new schedule. But Gianfranco Salazar 0-3 today. Pop out in foul territory and two ground outs, one to short, one to the pitcher. Swing and a miss for Salazar, strike one. Lynchburg affiliated with the Cleveland Guardians, looking to take a 3-2 series lead against Salem. Ball downstairs, one ball and one strike. The Guardians earlier today falling on the road to the Chicago White Sox 3-0. One one to Salazar, fouled it off. Mexicano was on the move the second he heard the crack of Salazar's bat.
coming from, TK?
You want me to look?
Yeah, where's the flight coming from? You always look.
There's a plane flying overhead, for those unaware. A 1-2 to Salazar, taken too low. Four ball, two balls and two strikes. Cleveland's affiliates today are 1-1 with two still in action. FedEx flight to Memphis seems like clockwork at around 10:30. 2-2, Colt strikes three. Salazar knew it and is retired 0-4 today.
He's going to Memphis?
Yes.
He's taking off.
The seventh strikeout in relief for Zach Jacobs. Red Sox down to their final out, and it's all up to Albertson Asihen. 0-2 today, reached on an error, walked, and popped out to first. By the way, the other Guardians affiliate game still underway. Called strike on the outside part of the plate, 0-1. The Beloit Skycarp and the Cleveland affiliate, the Lake County Captains, tied at 4 in the bottom of the ninth. The 0-1 delivery. Ball missing just a touch outside. One ball and a strike to Albertson Asihen. Just recently called up from Lynchburg, Zach Fascia is currently batting for the Captains, trying to walk it off. One. Chopper heading over to short. This should do it. Devers throw on to first in time for the out, and that's our ball game. The Hillcats spoil Christmas Eve in July. The Red Sox look to get revenge tomorrow night on Christmas in July. Lynchburg now leads the series 3-2, heading into game 6 tomorrow night, starting at 6:05 p.m. Final line score, 8 runs on 9 hits, 2 errors for the Lynchburg Hillcats, 3 runs on just 4 hits, no errors for the Red Sox. Red Sox leave 5 men on base, Lynchburg leaving 9. How about this? One more stat for you. Lynchburg 4-20 with runners in scoring position, compared to Salem's 0-1. So 20 at-bats with runners in scoring position for Lynchburg, and just one at-bat with runners in scoring position for Salem. Story of the night. Home run for Yostinson Garcia is the highlight of the night. It was a two-run shot to make it 5-3. It was all Hillcats from there. Well, that'll do it for us here on our broadcast on SalemRedSox.com and on MILB TV. For our entire production crew in the room to our right, and for our video manager, Stephen Langdon, for my broadcast partner, Giovanni Heater, I'm Tyler Katz, saying so long as we get set for fireworks from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Tune in tomorrow night. We'll see you at approximately 5:50 for the Red Sox pregame show on MILB TV and SalemRedSox.com. That'll do it from Salem. One more time, your final score, Lynchburg 8, Salem 3. We say so long, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem, and we'll see you next time.